This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Once upon a time, two men decided if they were making the cut. Then they made the cut. And now JT and Aaron are talking everything from wrestling to pop culture and beyond. Because it's no holds barred.
Place Me Nation, your barred have been no holds. This is JT with my friend Aaron. Aaron, I almost forgot what you sounded like, and then I heard you, and now you're here. How are you?
Take a leak.
Dookie.
Welcome. I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm good. This is episode number 9 of No Holds Barred, the podcast, sir. It has been a month.
I know. It's been a busy month.
Halloween didn't even exist when we last talked.
No. And it has ceased to exist since we talked.
Correct. It was born and died in between our episodes.
Is that the one that Trump shut down? Did he shut down that also?
Well, it depends. It wasn't raining.
So okay.
It's rain. Stuff in the rain, he shuts down.
It's the wettest rain. It's the wettest one.
It's the wettest October.
In terms of water.
So here we are. We're getting close to the end of this GWE tag team project. There's been a little bit of discussion. Have you checked the poll today?
I did. I didn't check the poll. Where is it at? Because we're talking about the 6-man tags, right?
Yeah, because, you know, Stacy was crying on Twitter and someone else was Steve Williams or something.
Crying on Twitter? What is that?
I know. I never heard of
it before. It's not like they don't have a direct line to us.
And I'm actually surprised by the line in this poll. So basically, the question was, like, how are we going to treat – should all 6-man units be considered a team, right? And really, the main ones – there's a couple, but the main one's really the Shield that's causing a lot of angst out there. Well, because New Day comes under the Freebird rule.
Yeah.
And, like, no one cares about counting Demolition as a 3-man unit. And maybe there was, one other one, maybe?
I don't know.
Anyway, the Shield's a big one. So we put a poll up on the GWE Tag Teams page. And if you're interested, you can go vote. But right now, I'm actually surprised that Keep As Is winning by 5 votes, which is handily enough, over allow all 6-man units to be counted as one, which surprised me. Did that surprise you?
Yeah, and I think it's because, I mean, the trouble with the Shield is, I forget who it was talking about their top 20, mm-hmm. right? But at one point, someone was talking about their top 20, and they had the 3 Shield teams in the top 20.
Right.
But they kept using the 6-man tags as the justification for them.
Right.
And so if that's the justification for all of them, you might as well just mesh them into one.
Yeah. It's tough. It's a tough one. I think people are having problems. Like, I think that was what one of Stacy's issues was kind of how do you decipher, and then you're going to end up just putting them back to back anyway, which is all fine. And I will say, if you voted in this poll and you've already submitted your ballot or you're not sure, we'll allow you to amend the ballot. If you have the Shield broken up as teams and now you're on board with this whole maybe rejiggering of the process, which I know it's late in the game, but it's something you and I have been talking about anyway.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And really, I think you're saying, it really is just the Shield, but like, I mean, do you want to take up 3 of your top 20 positions for the Shield teams, right? Yeah. If you're going to like at that point, you have to almost consider not crediting them for the 6-man. Mm. And then who gets those?
Yeah, no, it's tricky. I know we've talked about before, like the Rougeau brothers, like at SummerSlam 89, they get credit for that 6-man, right? So yeah. I think you almost credit all 3 teams for the 6-man. I think you do, because that's kind of the precedent we set, was that teams should get credit in those matches as long as they were presented as a team in those matches. And those guys kind of were. So it's, I don't know. Whatever. Just rank them where you want. We'll figure it out in the wash. They're all going to finish kind of high. There's one that may not. Is it Reigns and – or what's one of the 3? Ambrose and Rollins? I thought one of the 3 is kind of lags, right?
It would be Ambrose and Reigns that lags.
Because Ambrose – quite a bit, though.
Yeah, but Ambrose and Rollins have the tag title run, which is actually quite good. And Rollins and Reigns have the earlier tag title run, which is good too. So
yeah, I think all three deserve to be near each other. I mean, Ambrose and Reigns had more stuff too than you think, because they had that whole year as during Reigns' big run when they kind of used that to salvage Reigns when they're trying to turn him around in 15. Like, they had a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, but they don't have a ton of big pay per view stuff. And even then, like, I really like their SummerSlam match.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's actually borderline great with the Wyatts, but. Yeah, you got that and Night of Champions with Chris Jericho. Those are the two that come to mind. And that one's okay. It's not as good. But that's probably because of Jericho, because he sucks.
Right, of course.
Yeah, he's garbage.
He's not the top 13 of all time.
No, 10. Top 10.
Correct. I'm just thinking of my list, which is all that matters.
Oh, right, of course.
All right, so on this show, what we've been doing for a while now is ranking, or at least bucketing, all these teams, because we're going to submit a co-list together for this project. So we have... our top 50, our bottom 50, our fringe, our no, our research. And we've gotten through the S's on the original list. And then, of course, there's the whole other everyone that was nominated when we just opened it up and just said, fuck it. Any team that gets a mention gets allowed in. So we have a lot left to go through. So we're going to try our best to finish this first cut of this tonight.
We're doing it.
All right. So there's going to be ones that we just say no and we just move on. We're not, like, to this point, we've kind of talked about every team at least a little bit, even the no's. But I think the ones that are a clear no are just going to be a clear no, and we're moving on with no discussion. So I think this first one is not in that case, so I think we will have a moment of discussion, and that is Tajiri and William Regal.
All right. Great dynamic. Mm-hmm. Like, fantastic dynamic of the two friends that were – one was a manservant, and then was he emancipated at any point, Tajiri?
I think he emancipated himself, so good on him.
Wow. Like,
he didn't wait around for someone to help him.
Yeah, Hercules Clause. Yeah. So that's good. Where my question would be, where are the great matches with them, and do they exist?
I mean, I don't know off the top of my head. Did Tyler do them on one of his things? I feel like he may have.
He may have. When you read them all, like I have, they all blur together a little bit.
They do.
Yeah. So
I don't want to keep sticking guys in, like, the research, because we're not going to have time to research all these.
I know, but
we're running out of time quickly. I'm looking up. All right, see Eddie. All right, so Jerry Regal. Let me see if there's anything in the comments here that'll stick out. Nothing really.
It feels like fringe. No,
because then they had that little bounce run too, and was like 03 or 04 when they got back together again for a little bit.
Yeah, but it's just like a kind of a throwaway run, right? Where they had a couple of Raw matches, and that's kind of it.
Right, right. Okay, I'm fine putting them in the no. When you look at the teams, it's not going to fit.
Yeah, I mean, are they really going to be ahead of Primo and Epico? Right?
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Yes or no on Team Hell No?
Oh, yeah. Top 50, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Easy. Yep. Easy top 50. Awesome. We'll talk about them when we do our list, I guess.
Okay, we will. All right, next we have Team Rhodes Scholars.
Oof. To me, it feels like a no. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Yeah, I guess I'm just, like, worried we're not going to have enough, but I guess you've eased me last time on that. But, like, right now, for the top 100, we have just over 60.
Okay, and then how many fringe?
47.
That's it. So we have over 100 there.
Right. Right. Know, we still got a bunch to go.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I love the idea of the team. Mm-hmm. I do find that, like, when they became Cheese Rose Scholars, like, Cody Rhodes' entire storyline was that he had a mustache, which is strange.
Right, right.
But I don't know. There's just not enough meat on that bone.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. Let me put them on the list here as a big fat no. Not so smart now, are you guys?
Stupid.
All right. Here's another no, but it's funny. We can just talk about them for 30 seconds, and that's Tenryu and Kato, who had one match and a more well-known for Regis's promo with them, probably. Fred Kato.
Yeah. Fred Kato.
And that's Bobby's commentary. But Regis is, I think Regis talks to him, right? Because he gets all the people that don't talk or whatever.
Yeah, of course.
Get a stare at him. He, you know, Konnichiwa. What's he also say? Very racist interview. Just says a bunch of Honda. Like says a bunch of Japanese stuff or whatever.
You know, if social justice people wanted to like take a crack at like old WWF, they would have a field day of stuff.
Well, I mean, just all 80s.
Yeah, yeah, not just WWF, but it's just so pronounced, right?
Yes, like, pretty much. I mean, they could just take Jesse Ventura and like Paul Orndorff and just be good for decades dissecting that stuff. We're watching on Place to Be podcast right now. We're in late 88 and we're watching the Hercules slave stuff. And just, like Jesse's like all too excited to talk about, like to make slave jokes and stuff. Like he can barely contain himself to get it out in time. Like he's like, I mean, there's a Saturday night's main event, national TV on NBC, and he's making roots jokes. Like, I mean, it's like, it's, he calls Hercules Kunta Kinte. I mean, like on national TV. It's ridiculous.
So what's more egregious, that or Bobby Heenan's commentary when Virgil's about to win the $1 million championship?
He's got to pawn it and everything else?
Yeah, and he got to have it hanging on his rearview mirror.
It's unbelievable, the casual racism. Okay, Terry and Dory Funk.
Terry.
Bottom 50 for me, I think.
I'm gonna. You'd have to convince me. I'm fine putting them there for now. Okay. But you'd have to convince me, like with a lot of house show matches for them.
All right. Well, they got WrestleMania 2 is a really good match.
That's my favorite match on that show.
Right.
Which I think is. I mean, that's kind of really weak praise for the show, but
they got that, and they also I gave a 3-star Hogan and JYD against the Funks and Siren's main event.
And was it motivated JYD or unmotivated JYD?
Must have been semi motivated. Okay. And then they fight the Bulldogs, which is a bit disappointing in August. That's all I've seen. But based on two in that Siren's main event and just some of the promos and potential, I'm willing to at least have them at least in the bottom 50 for now. They'll probably get bumped, but I think they deserve the emeritus spot.
All right, put them in for now. I'm looking at our fringe list. Mm-hmm. I know there's teams I would argue ahead of them, I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah, right. But go on.
I will. Testin Albert.
No.
Okay.
Fuck no.
You like, sure? Because when you have a match of Jim Roscoe's Bowling Shoe Ugly at WrestleMania,
it's hard to
leave. It's hard to leave him off. All right, the Ascension.
No,
Scott's crying,
and it's sad because like coming out of NXT, they should have been a really big deal,
mm-hmm.
and they just didn't like them for whatever reason.
Yeah, they realized how bad they were and stupid they are.
No,
they're fine. I mean, whatever. Like every era needs the Bolsheviks, right? I mean, like every era just needs the Young Stallions and the Killer Bee. I mean, that's just who they are.
Don't sully the name of the Young Stallions.
Well, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with being in that group.
The Ascension is never going to win a Survivor Series 20 team.
Are you sure?
Yes. I'm
are you sure?
Sure?
Are you really sure about that? You cannot say that with pure conviction. All right, the Allied Powers.
No.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's really WrestleMania, and then they fight for the tag titles the next month, right? And then that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is no bueno, as my friends on Facebook would say.
No bueno.
Yeah, that match is, not that great. Let me see what I gave it last time through.
Allied.
Luger. The fuck is in your house too, Load, you piece of shit.
I gave it 3.
I went 2 stars.
2, eh? What did you have at WrestleMania?
I'm guessing it was not better than that. It was 1.5.
I had a 2.5.
Alright. Let me see if they fought on Raw at all.
But they do get points for their incredible mashup, right?
Oh god, so good. They probably were the first one, really. Like, there's a lot of good mashup wrestling themes. That was probably, I think that was the first of the greats. They fight Tatanka and Henry Godwin July 10th. I gave that 2 stars. No, I'm sorry. Scott gave that 2 stars. I went 1.5.
Did they adjust Luger's music volume? Like, to go with the British Bulldogs?
I don't know.
Because if you're a kid who's like, dad is yelling at him to turn it down, but you keep turning it up for Luger's music.
Yeah, I think they did raise it up to fit. So they fought a couple jobber matches and then well done, 1/2 star, and that's it. So
no, they're not on the list.
They're well done. All right. The Bar.
For me, it's going to be top 50.
Yes, I would agree.
And an easy top 50.
I would agree. All right. The Bella Twins.
No.
You can look, but you can't touch.
No, and I won't.
You can talk about them, but you can't rank.
I don't need to. Do either.
All right, the original Blackjacks.
I suppose they should probably be in the top 100, so...
I'll put them on the bottom 50. For
bottom,
now.
Yeah.
All right, here's another easy no, the Bodydonnas.
What? Go on.
I mean, you do get the skip neck brace four-way match, of course.
That's not a horrible match.
It's legendary. It is horrible. Shut up. All right, the Colognes.
Which ones?
I don't fucking know. It's...
Because we already did Primo and Epico. Is
did
this,
we know? Oh, yeah, we had them. This is going to be Carlito and whoever was there with him before the other one. Was it Primo? Yeah, because Epico was, what's his, Hunico, right? Was that him?
No. No, Hunico is Sin Cara.
Yeah, but who was, oh, yeah. What was Epico? Was he against Hunico?
No. No, he just showed up and started teaming with Primo and said, this is my cousin Epico, and then we were, and then this is my Matador friend, and this is my travel agent. And like,
I'll tell you something else for some reason.
It's possible. I it could just be you're lumping all these people together.
No.
I don't.
No. No.
I don't want
to. No, right here. On the November 4th SmackDown, Colon made his debut on the main roster under the name Epico without the mask, lost to Sin Cara by disqualification. The following week, Epico and Hunico teamed up in an effort against the Usos. Primo was in their corner, and then he began teaming with Primo. So,
really?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe that.
Study up on your 2011 Raw. All right.
Yeah.
So, this must be Carlito and Primo.
Okay. Are they the ones that unified the tag titles at WrestleMania 26?
That does sound yes. I mean, I'm still saying no.
Yeah, I'd put them in no. I don't know why we're wasting so much time. This is why we can't get through these things.
Because we just stumble around talking about the colognes. All right. Yeah. Bottom 50 for the Dream Team?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right, we're talking about the old Dream Team, right?
Yes. Is there another one?
The new Dream. Well, Valentine and Bravo.
I don't know if we're talking about 1992 or 1996 Dream Team. Or the Forgotten 94 version.
1996 Dream Team.
Yeah, Sean Kemp, I think, was on that one.
Oh, yes, yes. Those were very good Dream Teams. You're right.
All right. The Executioners. So now there's multiple Executioners, right? There's like the Bums, who was like fucking Barry Hardy and Dwayne Gill. But I'm guessing this means like the Killer Kowalski ones.
Okay, look, we got to put it in research.
Yeah.
Can you make it? I can't make a call about these guys right now.
No. So there were several teams known as Executioners. There's like a bunch all over the place.
Do they fall under the six-man tag rule?
In 76, it was Killer Kowalski, Big John Studd, and Nikolai Volkov. So I think it's that grouping is what.
Okay.
Like this one is. So I believe they're well enough regarded. But we'll still put them in research and see what people tell us to do with them. They go with Spiros, Ariana, Waldo, Von Erich. All right, the Fashion Police.
Oh, man, I would love to.
They don't have any matches.
Pardon?
They don't have any matches, right?
No.
They got one. Didn't they have one decent one? Oh, what was that pay-per-view, the title match they got? Wasn't that not bad?
It was so memorable that you can't even recall anything about it. Literally anything about it other than it might have happened. Like, are we factoring in skits?
Yeah, but I don't think it's like the... I think you need other stuff. Like, just a bunch of funny skits. Is that enough? But they are really funny.
Like, is that enough to get you, like, the 100 spot? You know what I mean? Like, is it, like... Would I rank them ahead of the Natural Disasters?
Well, that's your own personal issues. We can put them on Fringe. I mean, they're funny enough.
Put them on Fringe. Let's see what happens.
I mean, they do have a lot of, like, really memorable... things on SmackDown. All right,
and they're both good. They're both really good performers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. The Funkadactyls.
No.
All right. The Godwins.
Bottom 50, I think.
I agree.
Yeah. And I quite like a couple of their heel run matches in 1997.
I think they only get on because of the heel run.
Really?
Like if it's just their face run and then it ends, I don't think so.
I don't know. They might sneak because they're like kind of like the 90s version of the Bushwhackers. Like, I mean, not as fun or as good looking, but there.
Yeah. Okay. I don't agree with any of that, but all right. The Graham brothers.
Stephen Graham?
Nope. Off the list, if that's so. Graham Cawthon and Stephen Graham.
Research.
Yeah, I think it's is it Crazy Luke Graham or the fuck his name is?
Yeah.
And no, who was the guy that Vince loved? Dr. Jerry Graham?
Yes. These guys both scored well in the GWWE singles. Well, they got some votes.
Right, yeah. I think it was Dr. Jerry Graham and then somebody
Luke
else.
Graham. Yeah. I think you're right. It was Luke Graham.
Okay. All right. The Hart Dynasty.
I think Fringe. Like, is there any match that kind of jumps out at you? Now, I haven't watched a lot of 2010, which I'm assuming is one of their bigger years.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be the year, I think, to mine something in there.
Yeah. It's such a down time. Like, I don't know. All right, we can put them on Fringe. That's fine.
Yeah.
I just don't know what they have for matches, if whatever. I feel like they almost feel like disappointing to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Because Tyson Kidd and other incarnations is really good.
Right.
We haven't done Kidd and Cesaro yet, have we? No.
No.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll get there. But yeah, and then you imagine Davey Boy Smith Jr. is going to be at least as good as his dad, and he's maybe like, I don't know, a quarter as good? Does that make sense?
Yeah. I remember them being disappointing. I just remember like waiting for them to really break out and have like great stuff, and that just never happened. I also don't know if they have the chance, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's also true. Yeah. And I mean, weren't they the ones that fought the Colognes at WrestleMania 26?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right.
All right, Headbangers.
Fringe.
Yeah.
Fringe bottom 50.
Let's put them bottom for now.
Yeah, I mean, they're tag champs. They were fun. They worked well together.
They were a big part of, like, the initial rebirth of the division, too. Like, their 97 is pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're around for a while. I mean, they're there through 2000. They have, like, some of the fun hardcore stuff.
I hate it when they started wearing the tits.
Yeah, that was stupid.
It looks ridiculous.
Okay. Head Shrinkers.
Oh, top 50?
Yeah. Well, I don't see. I have an issue with them because I feel like what's their top stuff? Like, they're great squash workers.
Yeah.
What's their big match? Steiner's at 9?
Yeah, and then they're around longer. They're in the six man with Bam Bam.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's, yeah.
The Quebecers matches are very disappointing.
Yeah.
And then, before you know it, Sione is there.
Yes. And they're wearing boots.
Mm. When you get the high-energy match, like, is okay. And they're I think bottom.
Yeah, maybe bottom.
Top seems high. If they had a big marquee match, but I think their best match is the Steiners at 9. And that's
9, yeah.
Okay. all right, Heavenly Bodies. See, I'd put them Fringe.
Yeah, me too. Are you doing the Gigolo dance as you say his name?
Of course.
Good.
Because their best match is with the Steiners as well. And I just don't think they have like the other stuff that the Headshrinkers have, namely all the squashes.
Yeah. And it's such a shame like the Steiners didn't stick around longer.
I know.
Because like just think about, we just mentioned two teams that clearly had their best match with them. Like,
and some of these teams just do like dog shit in 94. Like all these teams are around in 94 and they do nothing. Like the Headshrinkers don't do much. The Heavenly Bodies don't do much. They're like in a random feud with the Guns that comes and goes like months at a time.
Right.
Yeah, outside of that sign. Oh, actually, you know what? They have the Rock and Roll Express match too, which is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. That's at the Survivor Series, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Fuck. The Headshrinkers are such good a squad. I'm like torn. I'm like, they're kind of similar to me in a ways with the Headshrinkers. Right. So like, and I think they have two matches that are equal to or better than. Like, I think that SummerSlam 93 is probably not far off from Mania 9, right?
Mania 9, I have it 3 stars for the Headshrinkers. And Heavenly Bodies, SummerSlam, I have at 3 stars. And I have the Steiner Brothers one at 3.25.
All right, so I actually had 9 at 2. SummerSlam, I had at 2.5. And then 3.5 for Survivor Series.
Wow. I just couldn't get over those Rock and Roll Express pants. Like, they were just so disgusting.
You know what? Moving the Heavenly Bodies to bottom 50, or are we going to move the Headshrinkers to Fringe? Your call. I think they're together.
Move the Headshrinkers to Fringe.
Okay. I know it feels it sucks, but because the squashes are so much fun.
Yeah, and their heads are so hard.
Mm, and they shrink the other heads.
Yeah, you know, it just it's a bunch. It's a big head gimmick.
All right, Highlanders.
No.
Okay.
Rory McAllister.
They that was like one of those teams where you just it seems like they're gonna be good and they just never do anything.
I never once thought they'd be good.
Well, I think because it was kind of during the downtime and like they were starting to do teams again. You know what I mean? Like they like wrestled fine. I don't know. Like they had a gimmick. They were almost like a cross between like the Bushwhackers and
well, that's just it. But when
the Headbangers.
Like we could, the Bushwhackers were palatable for us as mm-hmm. children, right. But then when they popped up when we were in our late 20s, it's right. a problem.
Right. Okay. The Holly Cousins.
Fringe, yeah.
A lot of fun. Again, just kind of missing that match.
I love when they'd fight mid-match.
Yeah. Well, and the scale and all that. I mean, they have a lot of fun stuff during that stretch.
Yeah.
All right, the Iconics.
I it's too soon. I think
yeah.
no.
Okay.
Which, but... I quite like that duo, mm-hmm. and I like them a lot in NXT, and yeah.
I mean, they're giving them a lot of time, for sure. TV time.
Yeah.
All right, the Islanders.
Oh, they're the best! I love the Islanders so much. I want them to be top 50, but I don't think I can justify it. I think
bottom
50.
Yeah. They're in comfortably.
But they're the more I watch of them, they become my favorite team of the 80s.
Yeah. It's just after the Strikeforce stuff, though, they kind of are a little disappointing.
I know.
Because some of the Bulldog stuff just isn't that great.
No, but it's just how good and smooth they both are. Mm-hmm. Like, they remind me a lot of ways of Randy Orton. Like, Randy Orton, a lot of his matches end up being disappointing, but he's just so good.
Right,
like,
Randy Orton.
Orton, you're right.
All right, so I have here are the match grades I have of all the Islanders matches we've watched, me and Scott. 2.5, 2.5, 2. 3 against the Stallions, 3.5 with Strikeforce, 3 with Strikeforce, 2 with the Bees, 2 with the Stallions, 2.5 with the Bulldogs, 1.5 with the Bees, 2.5 at WrestleMania 4, 3 with against the Bulldogs and Coco with Heenan on their team, and that's it.
Who do you want to credit? Because you have to credit a couple people
mm-hmm.
for that Survivor Series match.
87.
Yeah, because that match is really incredible.
They get a lot of credit because they're in it the whole time.
Yeah, and them and the Stallions and the Bees are mm-hmm. the teams that are in the longest, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Yep, so give them that one then.
Yeah, because to me that match is like mm-hmm. probably like 4.5, which might seem high, but like it's 40 minutes and it doesn't stop for 1 second.
Yeah, so that one I went 3.5. 3.5?
Mm-hmm. But, like, wow. All right.
And then, well, hang on. Let me see. I have, like, multiple things. So that was when Scott and I reviewed it, like, 5 years ago. Let me see for the podcast, actually. I might have went higher. Because that's the most recent grade I have on these things. I went 4 this time.
Yeah, which is probably about my 4.5. Like, because yeah. you're a bit lower than me usually. Because to me, it's just, like, it's nonstop. And they're so good in it. And you did an amazing...
What do you have for the 88 Survivor Series?
I haven't watched it yet. But last time I watched it, I remember not liking it as much.
Okay.
Even though the storyline is probably better.
All right, I won't spoil because we're recording that next Monday, me and Scott. So save it for there. But I am like we don't do the quarters, me and Scott. We've talked about this, so that might be more like a 4.25 for me. The
right
87 one. So.
Right. Yeah, I just think it's one of those matches that doesn't get love, but like. To do what they did and have it last as long as they did, it's amazing.
Right. Agreed.
And with some of the slugs that are in there.
Yeah.
Like the Bolsheviks are in there. The New Dream Team's in there. Mm-hmm.
Well, half the New Dream Team slugs.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Valentine by that point is not great.
No, he's still great.
I don't like his stuff.
There. I just want you know what? All right, I got a match for you to watch. Him versus okay. Ronnie Garvin from December 88 MSG. They just beat the shit out of each other. I mean, just beat the shit out of each other.
All right, I'll watch it.
It's ridiculous.
I'll watch the great wrestling match.
He's got some
match.
Good Tito stuff, too. He fights Tito in November. That's a good match, too. He's still good.
All right.
He's not shitty until he gets saddled with fucking Honky.
He's doing that lip thing. I mean, I'd be shitty, too.
All right. The Machines.
want to say no.
Yeah. Fun gimmick. Cool idea.
Yeah.
Just think of what's going on. All right. Here's a good one. The Mega Powers.
Bottom 50?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, it'll be interesting to see where they land vis-a-vis like Hulk and T. You know, like, mm-hmm. Is there going to be a cluster of those?
Right. All right. I'm comfortably putting the Miller brothers on research.
Is that TM61?
No.
Oh, no.
It's like the old Miller brothers. Oh. All right. The Mongols. Research.
Research.
Beppo. All right. The Moondogs. There's two Moondogs. There's Rex and Spot. And then there's just the Moondogs, which I'm guessing is King. Was that the other one? Rex and King or whatever?
Yes. Even though Rex means King. I haven't seen enough. Like, I'm – but what I have seen, I haven't liked, so I'd be comfortable with no. But
I – Oh, the Spike, too. So I think it's – all right. Rex and King joined in 81. They were the tag champs. King is replaced by Spot. And then Rex and Spot's gimmick, and they had the bones. And then I think that's it.
Could put them on the research. Do you know anything about them that would go one way or the other?
No, I mean, a lot of stuff we saw, in like me and Scott, you know, viewing on the show was like singles.
Yes.
We only saw a couple tags. They had a 2.5 with the Bulldogs in July of 86 and a 2.5 with the Islanders as well. Yeah, all right, we'll put them as research, but I think they could be fringe. I just don't know the difference with the two and, like, who's got the bet. But, like, obviously one of the groups was champions, you know.
Right.
Rex and Spot's the one I saw more of. I haven't really seen any Rex and King, so.
Because they're the same person. Correct. Because it means the same thing.
All right. The New Dream Team.
No!
Here we got a run of news coming up, so we can put all these in the nose.
Yeah.
All right. The New Dream Team, no. The New Head Shrinkers, no.
No.
It's great as Sione is. And the New Rockers, that's a no.
No.
The New Primetime Players.
Who are they?
No, just the Primetime Players. Fringe?
Yeah. Millions of dollars, baby.
Money.
They got that dance over, too.
Yeah, they did. They're fine.
Yeah.
All right, Real Americans. Fringe,
bottom 50. Like, they're up. They're a good team.
Let's
like,
put bottom 50 for now.
Yeah.
I feel like Cesaro gets the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, Cesaro's going to have a bunch of teams on this list.
All right, The Revival, top 50?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, The Rockers. What do you think of them?
Probably Fringe.
All right. The Pitbulls. I guess that's a no.
No, yeah, no. Get them out of there. Noble and Kid Cash.
Yeah. They were fun in 06, but...
They're fine, but yeah, they're not going to make the list.
All right, The Smoking Guns.
Oh, top 50?
I'm going to go bottom 50.
How can you go bottom 50?
Tell me why I shouldn't.
Because they were an important team for a while. Yes, they had a cool-off period that we've talked about in the past. Memorable tag team champions, solid matches throughout. Like,
name me some of these solid matches.
Hold on, let me bring them up.
Click, click. So, Kingdom 93, they're in that shitbag 8-man. SummerSlam 93, they're in that fun 6-man.
Yeah.
And they get shit on by Owen and Yoko for 2 months in a row, which are fine matches. The Blue Brothers of SummerSlam, I went 2 stars there. 3 stars for their tilt with Ramon and Kid. Then they
I got Bulldog and Owen, 3.5 mind games. Maybe their best match.
Yeah, I didn't get to those yet.
Oh, okay. Well, are we going chronologically or?
I haven't gotten to those personally, like in recent times grading.
Oh, okay. I got
like the last time I would have graded them would have been, fuck, I don't even know when. So.
Look, I got Bulldog and Owen, Mind Games 96, 3.5. I got the 6-man at 3. I got Razor and Kid in Your House 4 at 3. Mm-hmm. I got Owen Hart Yokozuna in Your House 1 at 3.
Yeah, so solid bottom 50 resume.
See, but I think when you throw in like their versatility, like they were good as faces, they were good as heels. I like their 96 run as heels, like as like the dirtbag heels mm-hmm. of that division. I think they got a bunch of like kind
all right,
of like.
All right. We said we weren't going to argue over where they go on the list. So put them there. Good enough. Top 50. All right. Steiner Brothers.
I mean,
bottom.
Bottom. And it's a shame. They should be top.
Right. But they got, I mean, they do have good stuff. Like, they're in. They got the Money Inc. cage. They got the Beverlys. They got the Bodies. Yeah. They got the Hedge Drinkers. They got all the squashes, which are awesome. All right.
They got the Bret Hart Owen Hart match.
I do not know enough about the Street Profits, do you? I know they're the Evolve Tag Team Champions.
Yeah,
but
they're okay. They're okay, but I don't think I'd put them in. Okay. Like, I've watched enough of them in NXT to know that.
All right, the Strongbow Brothers.
Research.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Did they even ever win? Like, I'm reading quick. He won with Sonny King. Strongbow, then Billy White Wolf. Oh, okay. Then he came back with Jules. Here we go. Okay. They beat Fuji and Saito. All right. Yeah. They had a couple runs as champs. All right. We'll put them in a research, but they probably should get on, is my guess.
Yeah, probably.
All right. The Usos.
Oh, top 50.
All right. The Hard Dynasty should get ranked just based on that promo with Brett when he makes them fight the Usos.
The Usos.
You're going to fight the Usos tonight. All right, the Vaudevillains. I say no just because fuck Simon Gotch harassing me in New Orleans. But
get aside your personal vendetta with Simon Gotch.
Oh, God.
I think they're going to depend on what happens when we start looking at the NXT teams more closely. So okay. I'd put them fringe.
Okay. I don't think I've ever been so annoyed to have like a quasi-celebrity around me. Just go the fuck away. Fucking guy. Every time I turn around, they're over with a stupid mustache.
Ugh.
All right. World's greatest tag team. Top.
Oh, top 50, I think.
3-man band.
No.
Can I just posit a theory that they deserve some level of consideration for the WLC? That is like an amazing piece of business for what it was. Like, they had no right to be nearly what it was.
Put them in fringe then if you want. Okay.
I just think they deserve, like, just a second of discussion when we get there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
All right, 3-minute warning.
3 minutes of an hour to kill. No.
I'm going to murder all the lesbians in the ring.
and the homosexuals on SmackDown.
They had a chance, but they petered out.
I mean, if they would have actually had matches and, mm-hmm. like, been a consistent tag team, we'd be for sure talking about them bottom 50 at least.
All right, Tiger Chung Lee and Mr. Fuji.
Put him on the research list. Why are you even bringing it up?
I mean, I think Fuji's got the other teams. I don't remember Chun Li being one of his better ones, but
is Chun Li the one from Street Fighter 2?
I think he's the guy that was in the Pawn Stars.
Oh, okay. I knew him from somewhere.
All right, Tito Santana and Ivan Putski. I think bottom. Weren't they like quite good?
They were quite good. Yeah, put them bottom.
Okay, and they had a championship reign.
Yes.
Okay. Tito Santana and the Junkyard Dog.
No.
Okay. It's too bad.
I think it's, yeah.
They got the WrestleMania 2 match.
Yeah.
Let me see if they had anything else quick on these house shows.
You know, it just feels like an easy no.
I know.
And then you take this.
Let me just see quick. I don't know if they ever teamed again like that. I saw.
See, and then when we're discussing the Smoking Guns, a legitimate team, you're like, this is why.
All right, WrestleMania 2, they had 3 stars. Yeah, it's different eras, though. Okay. Yeah. That's all they have. All right, I'm fine. No. Yeah. All right. Tito Santana and Virgil, the Miracle Jobber connection.
Fuck no. MJC.
All right, TM61.
I don't think there's enough.
With their 9 million names.
Yeah.
The Two Mighty, bags. The Mighty Must Kneel. Like all these fucking super names. Imagine thinking that's a good name for a tag team. Oh, the Mighty May Kneel, whatever the fuck it is.
Look, I don't want to shit on other cultures, but you'd never hear that from Canadians. It would just be simple.
No, it's ridiculous Australian bullshit. All right. Yeah. Tommy Dreamer and Sandman.
No.
You don't think 2005 Sandman's worth ranking? All right. Tony Atlas and Rocky Johnson. They're bottom, right?
Yes, bottom 50.
Okay.
Tony Atlas. That's Tony Atlas. The immortal words of Roddy Piper when he sees Saba Simba.
All right. Tony Garea and Larry Zbysko.
Research for me.
All right. But then Garea and Martel are in, right?
Yes. Okay. I mean, put them bottom for now, but they might move up.
Okay. All right. Too cool.
Bottom?
I think so. They got that 10-man.
Yeah. They're memorable enough, too. Yeah. Like, they're super memorable.
And they're going to have enough fun stuff in 2000. I know Chad just watched it all, so he could probably correct us. I hated all of it. All right. Triple H or Ric Flair?
No.
Okay. I'm going to scroll down a while for the nose. Hang on. Okay. Triple H and Shawn Michaels. Yes, right? I mean, either fringe or bottom, right?
I'd say fringe.
Okay.
That'll be a debate of, like, did they do more harm than good?
Right. Well, they just had that great match at Crown Jewel.
Crown Jewel. Where did that take place, by the way?
I don't know. Parts unknown.
Watching it,
yeah. They should have went all in and said parts unknown. That would have been funny.
That would have been the best.
All right. Triple H and Stephanie McMahon.
Look, if we're going to give consideration to Angle and Rousey, we have to give consideration
to
them.
Put them bottom 50.
Yes.
I'm curious if they must have other stuff in 2000 too, right? I mean, I would think.
I don't know. Probably on Raw for sure. Nothing on pay-per-view. Do we have Kurt and Ronda Rousey at bottom 50?
Yes.
No, they're going to get bumped out.
Okay.
Well, we'll see.
Trish and Lita. I mean, the Jericho Christian feud is really good.
Yeah, and the match at Evolution was good.
Mm-hmm.
Fringe for me.
Bottom 50 for the Twin Towers?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Super important to the Mega Powers angle.
Very, yeah. And then plus the WrestleMania 5 match.
Yep. Good blow off, too.
Yeah. All right, two-man power trip. Speaking of blow.
I don't think they make it.
They're one of the best Raw matches of all time.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You know what? I blanked on that. You're right.
Bottom 50.
Yeah, I was trying to think what's their good match, and yeah, it's right there.
The almost five-star match at Triple H Tour Squad. All right, Tyson Kidd and Cesaro.
I think top 50, bottom, like in there.
Yeah. I think there's going to be an argument coming out of this thing that Cesaro is the best WWF tag team worker of all time.
Yeah, very possible.
All right, the Ultimate Maniacs.
Who is that? Is that Warrior
and Savage?
No, I don't think so.
They get that great Nasty Boys match.
Take it up. Doug, stop. Stop stumping for this ridiculous nonsense.
Can't even say it with a straight face. All right, Undertaker and Big Show.
I really love the SummerSlam match.
Let's put on Fringe for a second.
Yeah.
Because they also get the desert promo. Carrying a motorcycle through the desert.
Is that the one that Jericho interrupts?
It may be. That's a ridiculous one. That's right before Taker goes out with the injury when he's kind of doing the biker stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Undisputed Era. I believe we've ruled all three men count as, right?
Oh, wow. For this one.
So bottom or top?
Bottom, yeah.
Okay.
They're climbing towards – oh, wait. They have the Mustache Mountain matches, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, top.
Okay. All right. The Quebecers.
I want it to be top. Do you want it to be top?
It's top. I mean, the Hart Brothers match is great.
Yeah, and I like most of their matches. Mm-hmm. I think their matches, for the most part, are good. And as characters, they're just – I mean, you don't live among French Canadians, but, like, it's perfect. Like, there's a moment where they get angry with each other for not being able to suplex Mabel at WrestleMania 10.
Right. No, their character work is flawless. Plus, they – have that hidden gem, which I got to find on one of these tapes I have in the million bins I showed you a picture of, where they do a – it's before they fight Men on Mission WrestleMania 10, and they do a rap with Polo, and it's amazing. It's not a Superstars, like, event center thing.
Yeah.
And, like, they can't even keep straight faces. They're laughing while they're singing. It's so good.
Well, because that's surprising. They're both – like, Jacques Rougeau is, like, an underrated gem of a comedy wrestler. Like,
yeah, and we're seeing how good fucking Pierre is even now. So,
yeah, right.
Criminally underrated. And Chad and I talked a lot about it on Warzone. Like, that Jean-Pierre Lafitte run is underrated, and he deserves so much more.
Oh, he's good, yeah.
Yeah. So, fuck it. Top 50. All right, the Valiant Brothers. Bottom?
Yeah, bottom slash –
I mean, they had a 370-day title reign. They were the record holders till Demolition broke it.
Right. That doesn't mean it was good, but...
Yeah, I know, but we'll never know. I mean, it was good.
We'll never watch it.
All right. Vince and Shane, the product of his semen.
Well, they have that great match against God.
They get that. They get the, I mean, that whole year, I guess, right? They get the shit in the cell.
Yeah, which is probably my favorite Triple H Shawn Michaels match also. Fringe?
Okay. Well, yeah, they also get the ladder match, which is fine, with Austin.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in 99.
I'm sure they got something else in 99 too.
Yeah, for sure. And do we count them? Were they teaming when Vince won the ECW title?
Yeah, they were doing the six men. It was the handicap.
Yeah, with
it
Umaga.
It was Vince, Shane, and Umaga against Lashley. It was like the big
Umaga. Yeah, I put him fringe.
Okay. Well done.
Well done.
Research. All right, Wild Samoans, top 50?
Yes.
Okay. Regal and Taylor. Sadly, no. But...
Oh, they are so good in that ladder match.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
Not enough. Regal and Eugene.
No.
Okay.
This young man, Eugene!
X Factor.
Oh, no, I guess not. I know you hate X Factor.
You don't gotta look at me like that.
Charlie!
Tiger! What's the name?
Scene side kick! What's happening?
I don't know, you tell me. I thought you were still singing. I couldn't run like that. I'm gonna keep an eye fixing to take my hat off.
I never back when things look grim. I spent a dealing with the X Factor. I got everything
higher than you. Such a ridiculous beginning to this one. You ain't gonna look at me like that.
Oh. And their color was like pink, purple. It was just all wrong.
Yeah, everything about them. All right, the Young Stallions.
Top 10?
Bottom 50?
Bottom 50.
Even that's not tenable, but we'll leave them there for now.
Not tenable.
You like that? All right, the Yukon Lumberjacks.
Where would you think I would put those ones?
I'm going to say in the research.
Yes, good
we
call.
We now have 37 teams to research, by the way.
So I know.
When the research is going to get to, I don't know. All right, we are through the original nominated teams.
Yes.
We only and have now like we're on to the other teams that got nominated but didn't have enough votes, and we said, fuck it. And there's a bunch of those, quite a few. But we'll probably be able to move quickly because they're obviously clearly not chosen for a reason. Adrian Adonis and Jesse Ventura. I'm saying no. I don't think that's the famous Adonis team. All right, Akito and Sakota.
No.
Akio and Tajiri.
No.
Akio and Jonathan Coachman. No. Al Snow and Jonathan Coachman.
No.
Al Snow and Maven.
No.
Andre the Giant and Hillbilly Jim.
No.
Andre the Giant and Jimmy Snuka.
No.
They have that. Isn't it them? Oh, no. Who's he team with in the match where he gets the bloody head? Didn't you guys watch that in the Piper Coliseum video?
Yeah, it is Snuka. It's Snuka. That is a really cool match. But
I'm going to put them fringe. Or research.
Fringe?
Research. Let's put them research.
Okay, put them research. Team number 38 in the research.
I decided there may be something more. I need to see if they had more than that. Because that's a great match moment. All right. The Bigelow and IRS.
No. God, IRS, no.
Bigelow
no,
and Luna.
Luna? Ooh, against the Doinks? No.
Barry Horowitz and Hakushi?
No.
Big Boss Man and Prince Albert?
No, fuck.
Big Boss Man
and Mr. These are all just upsetting.
Big Boss Man and Mr. Perfect, which I love the idea of them in 02, but they never do much.
No.
Big E and Carmella?
No.
Big Show and A-Train?
No.
Billy Gunn and China?
Did they have sex?
Probably.
I mean, I watched that.
The Blue Brothers.
Nope.
Bob Backlund and Pedro Morales.
I can't. That can't be good.
Bob Holly and Al Snow.
No.
Bob Holly and Scorpio.
No.
Bob Duncombe and Killer Kowalski.
I have no idea.
Okay, hang on. Let me put these other bunch in the nose. I'm actually not doing one at a time for once. I'm just selecting mass quantities of teams and highlighting them. All right, Duncan and Kowalski can go in the research. I'm just going to go make a post at Kayfabe Memories and list these teams and tell them to tell me where they should go.
They're not going to know who Alexa Bliss is.
All right, Bobby Roode and Charlotte.
No. Ugh.
Boogeyman and Little Boogeyman.
I mean, as a concept, it's top 50.
Booker T and Shane McMahon.
No.
Bradshaw and Terry Funk, no. All right, Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper.
Okay, they have the SummerSlam match with Reigns and Ambrose, mm-hmm. which I think is really good. And then they have the Wyatt family stuff, I guess, right?
Yeah. All right, we'll put them fringe.
Yeah.
Bray and Strowman, no, though, right?
No.
Okay. Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman.
No.
Brock Lesnar and Sean Stasiak. Someone literally nominated this team with a straight face.
That means somebody's putting them on their list. Someone's like, I need that one.
All right, Bruno Sammartino and Sparrows Arian. I'm going to say no.
No.
I don't imagine they would make it. Bubba Ray and Spike Dudley.
No.
Charlotte and Becky Lynch.
No.
Okay. Charlie Haas and Hardcore Holly.
Nah, I don't remember anything particularly good there.
Haas and Rico.
No.
Tag team champs.
I don't care.
Chief J Strongbow and Sonny King. You want to put them on research?
I guess.
All right.
Talk to Are me you? Like yeah, you're, it was X Factor, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Is that the worst theme song of all time?
No, it's the best. You're not singing the worst themes all over again. All right. Benoit and Eddie Guerrero.
No.
Jericho and The Rock.
No.
Nowinski and Rodney Mack.
Oh, God, no.
Christian and Test.
No.
Christian and Trish Stratus. I know they have the handicap of Jericho, right? Which is fun.
Yeah.
But...
No.
Chucky P and Johnny Stamboli.
No.
CM Punk and Luke Gallows.
Nothing really of substance, I don't think.
Crush and Chains.
Wait, are we getting into the specifics?
Just a couple. And then Crush and Salvio Vega, which is awful. Yeah, Dean Malenko and Eddie Guerrero. Dean Malenko and Perry Saturn. I don't know. I mean, probably
not.
No,
don't put them.
Desiree Peterson and Velvet McIntyre.
I can't name a single thing.
I do like Desiree. She's pretty good from what I've seen.
I actually don't mind Velvet McIntyre either.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to put them in research because I do like both of them, so if they have something that's worthwhile, you know. All right. Look at me like that. All right. Doink and Dink.
Nope. No, fuck no.
Drew and Dolph.
Oh, interesting. Well, I mean, I think we should give them consideration for that Hell in a Cell match, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Fringe?
Yes. It's funny because I completely forgot that they were now. I was thinking it was like some – they teamed like in 2010
right.
or something.
Right.
Yeah, no. I think I'd have them even – I think I'd have them bottom. That was an awesome match.
Yeah. You know, I haven't seen it. Have to watch it. It's one of the ones from last year I haven't seen yet, but I've just heard nothing but good things.
Yeah. All right, I'm putting bottom.
And that's with Ambrose and Rollins, right?
Yes. And then they had a great one on Raw. Even the one I saw at Boston at the house show was really good a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, like Drew McIntyre is really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think bottom. And they're gonna like I'm kind of, like you're almost putting them on there for the like the potential as well. Like I think they'll easily.
Yeah, the only thing with that though is I don't know how much longer they'll team them for.
It might be a while. I don't know. They might not break him up. They might just have Dolph like manage him when he becomes champion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Draws and Albert.
Nope.
Eddie Gilbert and Kurt Hennig.
Nope.
Eddie and China.
Oh, we see. My favorite stuff with them has nothing to do with them actually teaming.
Mm.
It's when
wasn't
Eddie
it during
pins
a period when they were teaming though.
Like yes,
count,
but
you know what I mean.
But it's like Eddie pinning her to win the title,
yeah,
right. Continental title.
All right, that's fine. Eddie and Saturn.
No.
Edge and Jericho. not enough there. Farouk and Ahmed, Farouk and Crush, Farouk and Kama, Farouk and Savio.
New.
All right, here's an interesting one. This is kind of the one match theory, but Edge and Foley.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the one night stand?
It is only one match, though. But then you have to. Are we going to do Funk and Dreamer too?
Yeah, I'm putting them on Fringe.
Okay.
That's a great match. All right. Yeah. Fake Diesel and Fake Razor.
No.
Finley and Hornswoggle.
No.
Finn Balor and Samoa Joe.
Fringe. Their run in that first Dusty Rhodes Classic, it's almost all very good matches.
Mm-hmm.
So short term, they were good. I don't know if they'll make it, but.
All right. Well, they might get bumped for this next team. General Adnan and Colonel Mustafa.
Oh, top 50.
George Steele and Killer Khan. No. Godfather Mark Henry.
Oh, no. Did they call them Supply and Demand?
I think that was Godfather Val Venus who's next. And that was a right. Scott Keith, I think.
Okay. Oh, it was? Shit.
Okay. Both no's. Golga and Kurgan, that's a no. Gorilla Monsoon and Bill Watts, probably not. Great Khali and Hornswoggle.
No. Were they tag team champions?
Hardcore Holly and Billy Gunn.
No.
Hip Hop Hippos.
No.
Hulk Hogan and Tugboat.
Moving right along.
Unico and Camacho.
No.
The Hype Bros.
No, but it's like the heart. They were okay as a team. They're all right.
ICP.
No.
Jeff Hardy and Lita.
No.
Jeff Jarrett and Rhodey. They're not going to make it.
No, they won't make it, but they have some fun stuff.
Yeah. Jesus and Jose from the Barriquas.
No.
Jimmy Snuka and Tonga Kid.
I'd have to research it.
Okay, I'm going to put him in research. Because, again, they were teaming during some of that. But I feel like Snuka leaves not long after Kid starts being part of that.
Yeah. Interesting idea for a team, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it should be good on paper.
All right, Cena and Batista.
No.
Cena and Otunga.
No.
Cena and Sting.
No.
Cena and The Rock.
No.
John Morrison and R-Truth.
No.
Casey James and Idol Stevens.
No.
King Barrett and Sheamus.
No, but again, another good idea.
Mm-hmm. King Booker and Finlay.
No.
Kofi Kingston and R-Truth.
They were tag champs.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
My friend. Okay. Chronic.
Yeah, top 50.
All right, La Resistance, Grandier and Conway, and then Dupree and Conway.
No, and I don't care. I don't want to hear it.
All right, Lance Storm and Chief Morley.
No.
That's one of those ones that should have been good.
Yeah.
Lance Storm and the Hurricane.
No.
Lance Storm and Mike Awesome.
No.
Lance Storm and Test.
No.
Little Guido and Tony Mameluke.
If they had done more ECW shows, they'd make the list, but they didn't, so.
Lance Storm and Sarah Logan. I mean, Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan.
No.
Luis Cerdan and Tony Parisi.
I research.
I'm just going to put him. Well, all right, hang on. I fucked up what I copied, so. What do we leave off? Snuka and Kid. Hang on, I'll put them on research. I really am going to make a post on Kayfabe Memories.
Yeah. But they won't know the new people.
No, I'll take those off. I'll be like, here's a bunch of teams. Let us know what you think, where they belong.
It'd be like Miz and Asuka?
Bukkake? All right. Harper and Strowman.
No.
Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville.
No.
Mankind and Al Snow.
No.
Mark Henry and Big Daddy V.
No.
Jindrak and Luther Reigns.
Luther Reigns! No.
Matt Hardy and Lita.
No.
Matt Hardy and Shannon Moore.
Do they have a lot of stuff where they actually team?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Midian and Viscera.
Ooh, no.
Molly Holly and Gail Kim.
Nope.
Chuck Palumbo and Sean O'Hare.
No, but again, another one that maybe could have been great.
Mm-hmm. Papa Shango and Berserker.
Obviously.
Professor Tanaka and Mitsu Arakawa.
Tanaka is already going to be on the list with Fuji, right?
That's enough.
Yeah.
Psychosis and Super Crazy.
The Mexicals? Nope.
Okay. Randy Orton and Batista.
Ooh, no.
Okay. Randy Orton and Ric Flair.
No.
Randy Savage and Adrian Adonis.
No.
Randy Savage and Bret Hart.
No, but great idea for a team.
Randy Savage and Sensational Sherry. Oh, they have a six, really, right?
Yeah. No, sadly.
All right, Ramon and Savio.
No, I hated that whole thing. All of it. I mean, come on.
All right, Rey Mysterio and Evan Bourne.
No, but that it sounds great, but I don't remember any matches.
Right. Rey and Sin Cara. Again, not much.
No.
Rhino and Tajiri.
No.
All right. Rick Rude and Mr. Perfect.
No, but that's an awesome team.
Ricky Steamboat and Hulk Hogan.
No, again, awesome team.
Rick Moss and Tino Sabatelli.
Ooh. No, but Tino Sabatelli was the guy that they featured on, what was the show, Breaking Ground?
Yes, Breaking
Bad.
Just
never
yes.
went anywhere? Breaking Bad. Was he the meth dealer?
No, he was the guy that was banging Skyler.
Oh, nice. Ted Sabatelli.
Are you sleeping with Sabatelli? All right, Rico and Rikishi.
No.
Rikishi and Scotty. I hate that fucking team so much.
Me too, I hate it.
All right, Road Dogg and K-Quick, no. RVD and Seth.
I hate Scotty in anything except Too Cool.
Yeah. Only when he's moving some things, like our Road Dogg and K-Quick. RVD and Sabu.
No.
All right, here we go. Reigns and Ambrose.
I guess bottom 50.
Okay.
Like, I'm really torn on the Shield thing really fucks me up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Drop them there. The Rugged Russians. I don't know who that is, so I'm going to say no.
It's not the Bolsheviks?
We currently have 237 no teams. All right.
Good.
Santino and Zack Ryder.
No.
Sasha and Becky.
No.
Savio and Miguel Perez.
No.
Scott Steiner and Test.
No.
The Shoguns.
No.
Sergeant Slaughter and Kurt and Mustafa.
No.
This is all Trent Williams doing, I guarantee you. All these fucking teams. Trent. Sergeant Slaughter and General Adnan.
No.
Shawn Michaels and Ric Flair.
No.
Shawn Michaels and Sid.
Oh. Hold on. Hold on. Does Sid scream into the camera at any point?
No, but Vince does. Psycho Sid!
Sid! take him off. Fuck.
Skull and Eight Ball.
Okay, well. Okay, what do we do with them? Because we said no to the Blue Brothers.
Right, they're all no. It's easy. What do you mean, what do we
right,
do with them?
Right, yeah.
We can leave the Nazis off. All right, Chris Walker and Little. I mean, Skylo Low and Little Brutus.
No.
All right. Sniper and Recon.
Absolutely not.
Steve Austin and The Undertaker.
Okay, well, they got that fully loaded 98.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever rematches came from that, I'd probably know.
Yeah, Hell in a Cell, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, how much importance do you give that team in terms of that storyline?
Let's put them fringe. They may be, whatever. They're probably worth at least
a look.
Yes. Not just saying, oh, what else do they have? All right. Steve Richards and Val Venus.
Fucking prick.
Ted DiBiase and Repo Man.
No.
Ted DiBiase and Virgil. Virgil. Nope. The Brood.
No, I don't think so.
The Carolina Connection.
Who is that?
I don't know. The Dicks.
Nope.
The Heartthrobs.
Nope.
The Invaders.
Nope.
The Mega Powers. Axelmania and Macho Mandow.
Oh, absolutely not.
The Rock and Farouk.
No.
The Rock and Owen Hart.
No.
The Sicilians.
Who
I think
are they?
Isn't that Albano and, Parisi, maybe?
You want to put them on the list? Research?
Yeah. I think they make it on, though. It may not be Parisi. I can't remember who it was. It's definitely Albano.
Put them on the list.
That's Johnny Sorrow. All right. Santana and Pedro.
No.
Dreamer and Funk. We said we had to, right?
Yeah, if we put the other ones. But we put them fringe, right?
Yeah. All right. Fringy, Fringy.
Beulah's got to be involved in that too, because Beulah and Leader were just as important to that match.
They were. Who was not important to that match was Tons of Funk.
Nope.
Tori Wilson and Stacy Keibler.
No, God.
Who was in Tons of Funk? Was that Albert?
Yeah, it was Albert. It was wasn't he Tensai at that point?
Oh, God. All right. Wilson and Keibler. No. Triple H and China.
No.
Triple H and X-Pac.
No.
Uncle Elmer and Billy Jim.
No, God damn it, no.
Val and Viscera.
No.
Wade Barrett and Ezekiel Jackson.
Regal and Finley. The worst team you've named.
Regal and Finley.
No.
Regal and Burchill.
No.
Yoko and the Bulldog.
Is it that one match? No.
Yoko and Crush.
No.
And we are done.
Holy shit.
Told you we'd move fast through those.
Yeah, those were easy.
All right, so we have 35 top 50.
Yeah.
58 bottom 50. 57 bottom 50. 63 fringes.
Yeah.
272 no's and 43 researches.
Okay. So now.
Take a breath.
Take a breath, a break.
Breathe, as Fabulous would say. All right, now that you breathed it in, why don't we start working on our list here tonight? Still early enough. We got through that part kind of quick. I've created a separate tab on the sheets called Ranked for us. So it sounds like your theory is we should start at the top. So should I just copy over these top 36 and we'll start working through?
Yeah, I think what we'll do is, of the teams that we have in the top 50 and bottom 50, mm-hmm. we'll rank all of those.
Okay.
And then we'll take our fringe teams and start putting them against, like, we start them at, like how many do we have total here between the two? Like, 80 probably, right?
Yeah, we got 35, top 50, and 57. So, what's that, 90-ish?
Yeah, so we're going to rank 90 teams, and then, like, for instance, like, you take the top team,
yeah.
Authors of Pain in the fringe, you put it against number 90, you see if it goes higher.
Okay. Right.
But first thing we got to do is rank these motherfuckers. So, I think for me, the discussion begins with who are our number one contenders.
Okay, so I think we've talked about this a bit. We have the Usos.
Yeah.
We have the New Day.
Yep.
We have the Rockers, right?
I wouldn't have them as number one contenders.
Right, but they're in this top five, right?
No. Okay. But we'll get there. But you can put them if you want.
The Hardy Boys.
Okay.
Anyone else?
Well, if you're going to put the Rockers there, I think you should put the Revival.
Okay.
And DIY.
All right. And what about...
Maybe Demolition.
Yeah, we could put them in this group. And Miz and Morrison or Eminem?
I think that's too high for them.
Okay. Owen and Bulldog?
No.
The Bar.
See, look, if I were to do like the ones I have kind of top 10 mm-hmm. that aren't there already, I'd probably have the Outlaws in the conversation too.
Okay.
So, the Bar and the Dudleys.
Okay.
But then why don't you add a couple too that you think and we can kind of hash it out.
All right. Edge and Christian. I know you have your issues.
Yeah, yeah.
Which do you like better, Eminem or Miz and Morrison?
Eminem.
Okay. Put them there. And World's Greatest? They don't have probably not enough. I think that's good. That's the top 12 to work with. Yeah. We can throw the Bulldogs. You want to throw the Bulldogs in?
I put the Hearts ahead of the Bulldogs.
Okay. Probably. All right. I'll throw them in then.
13. Yeah. I mean, look, here's a conversation, mm-hmm. though. Like, I don't think we have them on here. But if the Shield was one unit, they would be in this group.
Yes. But, I mean, for now, that has not passed. So.
Right. Okay.
All right. So, give me your one.
I'm really torn on one. I'm really torn between two teams. And I think we need to tentatively put one and not the other. Mm-hmm. But tentatively right now, I think it's the Hardys.
Okay. I'm down with that.
Yeah. But I think – And I have to look a bit more into it as I look a little deeper into 2017, which I'm going to do soon. So all this is tentative, right? We can come back in two podcasts and be like, look, we need to move this around. I think the New Day has a legitimate shot at number one for me.
Me too. But the reason I think I go Hardys is just I think their breadth and depth is just deeper, and they've done like they've had multiple incarnations. They've done it across multiple eras, in different variety of types of matches. Like they excelled in garbage matches. They've excelled in straight matches. And I think they're more consistently over as well.
Maybe consistently over, but I'm curious if peak New Day is more over than the Hardys.
I don't think so. The 2000 Hardys is like next level.
They're huge. And I don't know if I've told you this before, but I think the Hardy Boys are the best act in the company in 2000.
Yeah.
And that includes Triple H, who had a really good year. And I'm not – you know how I am with Triple H, but like I think he's great that year, you know? The Hardys were so good that year. But the New Day stuff is like – man, like they're – weren't they at a period of, like challenging for the top merchandise sales in the company? Mm-hmm. Like I don't think the Hardys were ever close. Now, that may not be fair because
right. – They weren't up against – the New Day's not up against Austin.
No, but they're up against Cena, you know, mm-hmm. like who's not nothing. I think the New Day.
Yeah, but it's not peak Cena.
No, that's true. That's true.
The Hardys are up against peak Rock and peak Austin. I mean, that's.
Yeah, and peak Mankind. And yeah. I think, though, the New Day is just. If you look at their straight tag matches, mm-hmm. I think they're.
I don't know.
Way better is not the right word, but like. I think they're way more consistent in ring than the Hardys. Mm-hmm. Not that the Hardys are bad, but I think the New Day stuff when they get into like just working tag matches are consistently excellent.
Can I throw one other delineation point though?
Sure.
They have three guys to work with.
Yeah, but I'll give you that. But I would say like 75% of their matches though are Kofi and Big E.
Sure, but they can rotate Woods in. It's a three-man act. I know the Hardys have Lita. Right. Well, it's not as good, right? So, I mean,
yeah,
that counts.
Yeah, but I'll say this: like, I mean, Hardys have stuff that's not as good too. I just mm-hmm. think like the New Day stuff, like a lot of it is kind of like it's just consistently like Hardys matches in terms of like pay per view matches to me, tag matches that aren't like ladder matches, and obviously right. those count, right? But like you're looking at like. You're looking around the three-star range for the most of them.
Well, what's that Eminem match? That's better than three.
Yeah, yeah. There are some. I'm talking about, like, kind of the average.
Right.
Right? Like, obviously there are some. But, like, for the New Day, like, almost everything I watch is, like, for me, 3.25 and higher.
But it's almost... the Hardys didn't get the shot, though. Like, they were put into garbage matches. Like, how many straight tag shot, you know, match shots do they get?
Oh, they have tons. If you look at their Raw and SmackDown and on pay-per-view, no, you're right. They don't have a
ton. Well, that's where New Day's biggest ones come, right?
On pay-per-view, yes. Yeah,
so
yeah, but that being said, like just because they didn't get the shot doesn't mean that like you still have to wait and you have to count the New Day's things. It's not like it still happened. The New Day matches happened.
Oh no, sure, but I just can't rule out. I mean, the Hardys have when they've had the chance, they've had really good ones.
Yeah, like look, their best for me, their best non ladder matches, non gimmick matches. Is probably the Eminem at the December to Dismember.
Or Rumble 07.
Rumble 07. And I think they're about similar, and I have them at four. Right?
Who's got the longer run?
Longer? It's tough, right? Yeah. Not Hardys. It's 99 to 01, right? So that's 2 years. Then they come back teaming, what, 06, 07?
Yeah, maybe into early 08. No, they're done by 07.
So 1 year, and then they have another year. So they got 4 years total.
So about the same.
Yeah, it's similar. Yeah, it's very similar. I mean, the New Day also worked quite well as heels, mm-hmm. if you want to factor that in too. They had a different – I mean, they're kind of accidental heels.
Right.
But you could really see the tide turning with them and then making something – making shit – like making mm-hmm. great stuff out of the shit they were given.
Yeah.
Right? I think it's actually a lot closer than I would – because originally I thought Hardy's kind of like in a walk between mm-hmm. the two. But the more I looked into them, the more it just seems like the New Day just has a lot more than I had thought and a lot more than I gave them credit for. So that's why for now I'm happy putting them two.
Okay.
But I might come back and argue this later.
Okay. All right. Let's leave them 1-2 for now.
Yeah. And go on.
I'll say, yeah, who you got at 3? The Usos?
Usos, yeah. Okay. Because when the project was first conceived, I was like, oh, the Usos are number one.
Right.
Right? So to me, that seemed obvious, but I don't think they rank higher than those two teams.
Okay. No, me neither. I just don't think they have the highest level stuff that they have. But they're really consistent.
Yes.
And they have the longest run. I mean, they've been, what, since 2009?
Yeah. Almost a decade.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can't really break them up.
No, yeah, it's not going to go well.
Two Rikishis.
All right, so who's your next cut? We get the Rockers, Revival, DIY, right?
Yeah. See, now the way I think I would have it, and this is probably sacrilege to some, is I would probably have the Revival and DIY next. Revival first, DIY second.
Yeah.
Like, Revival just has...
Yeah, they have the Alpha stuff, right?
The Alpha stuff, to me, is like... is 4 stars. Both of them. Like, mm-hmm. I love all their Alpha matches. And then they have the... then they have the matches with DIY. And I think the two matches with DIY might be... I mean, until we got to Mustache Mountain and...
Undisputed.
You're venturing to kind of like easily the best tag matches of all time. You know, and then they have other interesting stuff too. They got a really fun match, the Revival with Enzo and Cass at TakeOver London in 2015.
So this main roster stuff doesn't ding them much for you?
I don't think so, because it's not like they've been bad.
All right.
Like, it's not like they have a lull of bad things. Like, they just haven't been used, right? They got a really good match with Balor and Joe, mm-hmm. TakeOver Respect. And they have that – I mean, on NXT, for 2015-16, they were pumping out really good to great tag matches every couple weeks. Mm-hmm. So to me, they seem like
– So what does Gargano and Ciampa have besides the matches with Revival?
Well, they have the entire build to the tournament where they where they went into the Dusty Rhodes tournament. That's the second one, which was in 2016. They have, again, week-to-week stuff. Like, it's just very, very strong. Like, very strong stuff there.
It's crazy to think four of the top five are, like, from this era, you know?
But that being said, now that I'm articulating it, like, there might be an argument to putting the next couple of teams ahead of them.
Yeah. Because it's so short, you know?
Yeah, because they don't have the rest of the catalog that the Revival does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Revival's so good. And
right, yeah, and that was my point in asking. Like, okay, they have Alpha, they have this, they have that. So Gargano Ciampa, I think the strength of the Revival feud gets them into the probably top 10, right, 12?
Yeah. So then my next two would be Demolition and the Rockers.
Yeah, and I would have the Rockers higher.
Why?
I just think they have... It's like an intangible thing, but like, what's Demolition's best stuff peak at? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is entirely like how you're gonna weigh the project, right? Because, mm-hmm. like, I mean, the Rockers' best stuff, what's their peak? It's the Orient Express.
Yeah, probably that or Face of the Fear.
Yeah, Face of Fear is what, like 3.5 kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, what do you have Demolition Colossal Connection at?
Oh, see, that's not fair.
but it is.
I know. That one, fuck. All right, so I have the Face of Fair match at 3. Rumble 91, I have at 4. Demolition Colossal, I have 3.5.
I have 3.25.
Yeah, I kind of split the middle there and said, you know.
Yeah.
It's like a zero work rate, but a billion stars for everything else.
Right. Yeah, but then... Demolition.
Oh, also Rockers, like the SummerSlam 89 three-way is 4 stars for me.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one. I mean, Demolition's also in the Survivor Series 87,
mm-hmm.
if you want to factor them in. They're not in it too long.
Well,
but
the Rockers in the 88 one.
So is Demolition, so it kind of cancels it out.
Rockers also have the Brainbuster stuff. Rougeau's matches.
Yeah, I mean, Demolition's got a couple good ones with the Brainbusters too. Not as good, but they're good. But then how do you weigh how over Demolition was and how popular they were?
Yeah, no, quite a bit. And I think that's what helps get them in this high. I mean, that's because I don't think they have much else. You know what I mean? Like, I think if they're all pop and presentation and how over they are in the music, like the whole package gets them inside the top 10.
Right. But then there's something to be said for them transcending like the tag division, which I don't think the Rockers ever did.
No,
Or ever even really came close to doing, like the way Demolition did.
I'm going
to
give 5 as well for the Rockers. 3.
5 as well for the Rockers? 3? What does that mean?
WrestleMania 5, I give.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. It's good. The Rockers, yeah. Like, the Rockers take them on match quality. See, it's funny. The Rockers take them on match quality by quite a bit, but I think the Demolition destroys them on star power. Like, I don't think that's nearly as close. So it depends which one we want to weigh more.
Right. Rockers also had the bump back in 05 with the fucking La Resistance matches, how they fought.
Yeah. Oh, and look, if you want to weigh it. Like,
Breakup as well, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, Demolition kind of started to suck with Crush near the end, so they do have a bit more of a down period.
Right.
I don't know. If you want to put Rockers at 5 for now.
I think so. I mean, if you factor the breakups, we consider the breakups part of it, right? We said that from the start. I mean, they have an all-time classic
breakup. But then let's talk about Gargano and Ciampa. Because, like, their breakup is incredible. And has, again, led to some of the best matches in company history.
Yeah, we don't count that part, though.
Oh, just the breakup.
Right? I think we said in the beginning that we were just going to say, we were just going to factor, like, the angle to break up and then end.
Right.
So, to me, the physical breakup with the Rockers is, like, the greatest ever, so.
Mm.
All right. Yeah. All right. So let's go Rockers Demolition for now.
Yeah.
All right.
So I think if we're going to do Demolition here, I think the next team to really talk about might be the Outlaws.
Because
I think they're really similar in terms of like being over and like.
All right. Talk Outlaws versus the Bar. Because I think it's almost like a mini Rockers Demolition.
It's hard. But it's also not fair though, because Rockers and Demolition were fighting and competing against the same opponents
for the most part.
Whereas the Outlaws were not, but they also weren't great workers. Like,
right. It's not like they were just like a team stuck in the wrong era, like we've talked about some of these.
Yeah. No, they wouldn't be. Well, in fact, they came into this era and did poorly. So,
right.
Look, the Bar for me is maybe my favorite tag team of all time, maybe.
What are their best stuff? They have the Hardys matches.
The Hardys matches are great. Jesus Christ, I'm blanking on it right now. Hold on. I mean, so much of it happens last year, right, in 2017. So I watched it live, but haven't gone into it as in depth as, say, like 2016 or whatever. But the Hardy stuff is really quite incredible. I love their match with New Day at the end of 2016.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's actually a really fun, underrated match. And the way they end that match, do you remember like the fake tag out?
Yes.
Like a cool little piece of business that that I'd never seen before until that moment. And just like week to week, their stuff is also so strong too when they tag. Now I also, what I really like about them too, is I really like, how their dynamic has changed. Like kind of as it's gone on, like they started as like reluctant tag team partners.
Right. Well, they're feuding, right? They're the best of 7.
Yeah.
They tie, then they become partners and then they ease. And then now they're like best buds.
Yeah. I think it's really fun.
I think the Outlaws do get some credit though. As well, and again, I think these teams are a little bit, you know, comparable in a way because, again, it was two solo guys that were kind of flailing. They put them together. But the Outlaws deserve credit for, in a time that was starting to bust with star power and big-time names, like, these were two career pretty much I mean, Road Dogg is pretty much a nobody. And Billy Gunn had really floundered since the Guns.
Yeah.
I mean, Rockabilly was ridiculous. You know, like, and they just... I mean, they go from 0 to 100, like, overnight.
Yeah.
So I think they get some credit for that, too. Like, that's a team that should not have been anywhere near. Like, Sheamus and Cesaro, you can look at them and say, okay, hey, it makes sense to put them together. They're going to be great, right? But, I mean, the Outlaws, I think, should get a bunch of credit for two guys that should never have worked in any realm, somehow becoming one of the hottest acts in one of the biggest years in company history. I think that's their calling card.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Like, I'm comfortable putting the Outlaws ahead of the Bar because I as much as I love the Bar and Ring, I don't think they've done nearly as much in that direction.
Okay.
Like, look, they have the Hardy stuff, especially in the aftermath. They have the cage match. They have the 2 out of 3 falls match. Those are all extremely, extremely good matches.
All right. Let's put the Outlaws next. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right. So is the Bar eighth for you?
Well, do we put the Bar ahead of Gargano and Ciampa? Becomes the question now.
Because the Bar has more depth and consistency.
Yeah.
And they have just as close. I mean, do they have the 5? I don't know. But, you know, they're still peak.
Yeah, they peak around 4 and a bit. And I'm pretty sure they're some of their stuff's higher than 4. Upon reevaluation, it's going to go higher. So put the Bar next.
Okay.
And then let's – I don't know. To me now, we're maybe thinking about Gargano and Ciampa.
All right. So we got Edge and Christian. All right. So are any of these teams like a definite behind for you?
M&M,
right? Okay.
M&M is definitely behind them. And yeah. But probably not by too much.
Okay. So – we're going to put them as 13 for now. We're going to say they're last of this group.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. Okay.
Is there any team you'd have next to last?
Next to last.
The Hearts? I have Edge and Christian above the Hearts.
I have the Hearts one ahead of Edge and Christian. So we have them kind of in different places. Would we have the Dudley Boys ahead of – do you have the Dudley Boys ahead of Edge and Christian?
No, I know you're a bigger Dudley guy than I am. I'd have them below both of them.
Really?
Yeah. I'd have him ahead of M&M, but like I'd probably now go I don't know. I want to say Edge and Christian, Hearts, Gargano, Dudley's, M&M. But I haven't seen as much of the non-peak Gargano and Ciampa stuff.
Right. I don't know. To me the Hearts feel like the Dudleys for me, like the thing with comparing the Dudleys and Edge and Christian is you have to like you cancel out all their greatest matches.
Right.
Right? Like they're all canceled out because they're all against one another. Except Edge and Christian have the ladder against the Hardy Boys that the Dudleys don't have. Mm-hmm. Right? But then I feel when you get into like the tag matches, I just like the Dudley Boys more. Like as a tag team, how they work together, like how they do tag moves together, how they have spots where that they worked and got super over, like as a company wide phenomenon, like the what's up, they get the tables. I mean, they get tables led to nonsense, but like it was often a part of their regular matches, right? As much as like I wouldn't put it quite in the same category, but like Edge and Christian have that ladder match with the Hardys. Well, the Dudleys have the table match with the Hardys, which it's not as good.
Edge and Christian also have a lot of the we can't rule out their sticky stuff, which was great too. The 5-second photo, the kazoos, like I mean all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't like I just feel that was more. Not that I didn't like it. I liked it fine. But it was more jokey than serious. And I found that the
– I know. The was Dudleys, up and the – yeah, that's all serious.
No, but what I mean is that like the Dudleys putting people through tables and going to those trances and like to me that's what I compare to the kazoos and whatnot.
So one of the bigger issues with the Dudleys – and maybe it's not really their fault, but they were kept together long enough to get shitty. Whereas I think Edge and Christian broke up before they could get to that point. Like to me, 02 Dudley's on through 04 is just rough. Like it's played out, it's stale, it's repetitive. the heel stuff doesn't work. Like maybe they're fine as like Spike's heavies, you know, like that's okay. But they get the fucking Paul Bearer shit. Like there's so much slop toward the end that Edge and Christian doesn't have. I just feel like Edge and Christian is like quick rise, peak, and then done. Whereas the Dudleys is like quick rise, peak, and then a slow descent.
Yeah, I could hear that argument, and it makes sense. Like, I guess I just am not a fan of them as a working tag team, and that's where I keep getting held up with them. Like, I view them as two single stars tagging as opposed to a tag team that works together.
All right, let's flip this around to Dudleys and Harts.
Sure.
Because if we can come to consensus that in some order we have Edge and Christian, the Dudleys tied at the hip, are the Harts after them?
Yeah, like, look, yes, I would have the Harts. Like, I think one of the first conversations we had was I was discussing the Harts and Edge and Christian and where they went. And I couldn't really make up my mind. So I'd be okay with putting the Harts behind both of them.
Okay, how about Gargano and Ciampa versus the Harts?
Well, I think Gargano and those matches are just so good. Like, and then their lead up is so good, and their breakup is so good. Like, it feels like, I don't know. Like, the Harts have nothing that even comes close to that. Like, and not even ballpark, right? Like, so, like, I like the Hart Foundation, but they feel a bit overrated in terms of team.
It's funny because I feel like if you're not really in the weeds on this project, or, you know, and like you just tell someone, oh, we're doing the greatest tag teams ever, and the Hart Foundation are 12th on your list. like
yeah,
once you think it through and talk it through, like maybe, but I feel like it gives me one of those things, like at first glance, it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Because I think for many years, probably maybe we're number one, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But maybe they would have been in 2010.
I don't know. Would you put them ahead of the Rockers into? Oh, like if they were supplanted in 2010, you mean? Or
I'm saying they may be like a top two, three. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's possible.
If you do this list like 10 years ago, then 2008, whatever, pre New Day, pre Usos, pre Revival, pre Gargano Ciampa, pre Bar. You know what I mean? Like, I mean,
yeah,
like you're probably looking at Harts, Rockers, Demolition, Hardys, Edge and Christian. Like, it's probably like a top five.
Yeah, it makes sense. But I mean, the tag division. I mean, has been just really strong.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just saying, like, I think many folks would have seen them there at that point.
Oh, yeah. And I thought so, too, when I started the project. I'm like, oh, they're going to be top 10 easily. But I don't think it's easy, and I don't even think they finished top 10.
Yeah. All right, so I think we just got to plug. So if we put Gargano Ciampa at 9.
Yeah.
And then it's just Edge, Christian, Dudley's 10 and 11. Harts 12, Eminem 13.
Yeah. Let's put Edge and Christian at 10.
Okay.
I like the argument of, like, they didn't have a decline. We might reevaluate it.
Right.
But hold on. Eminem versus the Hart Foundation now.
Yep.
So Hart Foundation's best match is what? Brainbusters?
Yeah. Which is probably, what, 4.25-ish?
I have it at 4. Which I liked it a lot.
I actually went 3.5 last time.
Have the Hardy Boys matches with Eminem at 4.
How about SummerSlam 90? I had 3.5.
I have 3.5. I have the ladder match with London, Kendrick, Hardy's, Regal, Taylor at 4.25 for Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
I got 3.75, London, Kendrick, Judgment Day 06. I got a pile of 3.
I got B's Hearts 3.5. B's Hearts 3. B's Hearts 3. Hearts, Spivey, and Santana, 2.5. WrestleMania 3 is 3. 3.5 for Bulldogs, Hearts. 3.5 for Bulldogs, Hearts again. Strike Force. Oh, Survivor Series 87, 4 stars. That's where I'm maxed out right now on the show.
Yeah, like, I don't have, like, the Eminem, like, SmackDown list, like, which I'm sure is extensive. Like, I think Will was talking a lot about that during the GWWE, the original one.
Right.
Where he was talking about how high Morrison should be rated based on his tag work in Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the peak of Eminem is higher than the peak of the Harts.
Yeah, but if you're talking,
longevity the Harts have.
Yes, the star power, the transcend, like that stuff. You know, you were talking about earlier, which I think it comes into play more here in the top 10, 11-ish.
Yeah, Harts had that run where they were fighting. We talked about this with Edge and Christian too, like where they're fighting Honky Tonk with Honky Tonk Man against Randy Savage.
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah,
yeah, which was like they were kind of the centerpiece of the tag division during that year, but they kind of slipped in and out of the main event too.
Right.
Yeah, and that was my argument against Edge and Christian, which I didn't feel they did. All right, let's leave it as is with Hearts at 12 and Eminem at 13.
All right, do you still have all right, so here's who we have left from our top 50 cut. American Alpha, Wyndham and Rotundo, Brainbusters, British Bulldogs, Benoit and Angle, Jericho and Christian, Edge and Ray, Kane and X-Pac, Legion of Doom, London and Kendrick, Los Guerreros, Miz and Morrison, Owen Bolog, Strikeforce, and Hell No. so we have 13, and that's another 16, right? So 29.
Yeah.
Who's your 29th team? I think I have one.
Wait, of the – which ones – you just mentioned the Alpha, Wyndham, Rotundo, Brainbusters, Bulldogs, Benoit Angle, Jericho Christian, Jericho Benoit, Edge Mysterio, Kane X-Pac, Legion of Doom, Lenny Kendrick, Guerreros, Miz Morrison, Owen Hart, Bulldogs, Strikeforce, Team Hell No.
Yes. So that's our next 14 through 29.
Wait, why aren't you talking about the ones at the bottom of this list?
Okay, I missed them. Smoking Guns.
Swerve. Yeah, okay, okay, just making sure.
I didn't scroll down enough. So we actually have more than...
Yeah.
Hang on. Are you moving stuff too?
Yeah, I won't. I will stop.
Okay, fuck.
I will stop.
All right. Okay, so we had a lot more than that. All right, so we have the top 13, and we have another 22. So what's that?
35.
Okay. All right, well, I was going to say my last ranked team, but I got to look at these other ones I missed. All right, I think my bottom one would be the Guns. What did we say, 35?
Would you put the Guns ahead of Wyndham and Rotundo? Behind Wyndham and Rotundo?
Yeah.
What's Wyndham and Rotundo's best stuff?
Probably with Murdoch and Adonis.
What do you have it at?
I don't know. I don't have it written down.
Okay.
What's the Guns' best match? We've talked about 2.5.
No, I have it at like 3.25 against Bulldog and Owen, yeah, right. I believe.
I mean, whatever. They're close.
Well, let's put Barry Wyndham and Rotundo next at 34 then.
And where do you have Legion of Doom?
Okay, we're already running into an issue here that we don't have any Shield.
True.
Like, and
all right, why don't we just – let's do these, and then we'll take the Shield teams and see if we could put them in somewhere.
Sure.
Does that work?
Okay, so okay, who would be the – we didn't do Mustache Mountain either. By the way, we didn't put them anywhere.
You're right. Where do you want them?
Probably in here.
Top 50?
Is that enough? Those two matches, three matches?
Let's put them bottom for now, and then we'll see. Okay. Maybe they'll come up.
Sure.
Yeah, I saw someone mention them recently. Okay. I put them on the bottom. All right.
Who's the – okay, so look, on my list of like kind of like mm-hmm. where I had them, the ones that like stand out to me are London Kendrick – Angle Benoit.
Let's work backwards here.
Okay.
I prefer it.
Okay. Well, look, what do you want to do with the Wild Samoans? Because, like, we're kind of ranking them on, like...
Hearsay.
So why don't we put them next?
Okay.
And then
can we talk Quebecers?
Okay. Well, are Quebecers better than Undisputed Era?
Yeah, no.
No. Are they better than Kid Cesaro? No. Better than World Greatest Tag Team? No. Better than Jericho and Benoit?
So what does Jericho and Benoit have?
They have that the two-man power trip match.
Mm-hmm. TLC.
Yeah. It?
Yeah.
So I will venture a suggestion then that Jericho and Benoit should be behind Mustache Mountain then.
Okay.
If that's the
All right, I'm going to move them to bottom 50.
Okay. Good. So move the Smoking Guns and Barry Wyndham Rotundo up one.
Okay. All right. Done. So I think this next chunk is working up. Quebecers, Samoans.
We'll put the Samoans at 32.
Higher or lower than the Quebecers?
For now, because we have to really like look at them, right? Yep, like, yep. Okay. This is
all right. So we got Quebecers. I put Kid and Cesaro. LOD.
I don't know.
Jericho and Christian.
Okay, Jericho and Christian, yes, for sure.
You want to put them next?
Why are they so high?
I mean, they're better than the fucking Guns. I'm sorry. They are.
What's their great – what's their big stuff? It's Lita and Trish.
And wasn't it them against Book Dust, or was that Storm?
I think it's Storm.
No, I thought it was Jericho and Christian against Booker T and Goldust, the whole feud.
But even those matches are not great. Like, they're okay.
I'm comfortable with them ahead of the three teams we have them ahead of after that.
I don't think I am, but we'll get there. We'll tear it apart after. Yeah. Okay. Kane and X-Pac is great. Is fun. Okay, Benoit Angle, or they have the tag run.
Yeah, them and Edge and Mysterio kind of have to be together.
Yeah, and the Guerrero should be in the same category too.
Mm-hmm.
But they should probably be a bit higher.
Yeah, I think in this group coming up next would be, to me, LOD, Kane and X-Pac, Quebecers, Kid and Cesaro.
You'd have the Quebecers.
I think Kid and Cesaro maybe next. They feel similar to Jericho and Christian. In that, like, what's their big matches? You know,
But they actually have a run, though.
Yeah.
Like, they have a four-star. For me, they have a four-star match with New Day at Payback 2015.
Mm-hmm.
3 3/4, New Day Extreme Rules. 3.5, Usos at Fastlane.
Usos.
Usos. 3.5, the Elimination Chamber tag match.
All right.
That's what I got there. So they feel a bit higher than Chris.
So ahead of the Quebecers?
Quebecers got a lot more character, though.
Mm-hmm. All right, how about Kane and X-Pac next?
They're a really good team, though, and they carry that division in 99.
Yeah.
Like...
All right, well, someone's going to be next, so let's pick one.
I know! Miz and Morrison. Strikeforce?
Strikeforce is interesting.
Yeah, because Strikeforce... I mean, you're really in the weeds with the, mm-hmm. the Strikeforce stuff, right? So, like, what's their best stuff?
Right, would be probably those couple Islanders matches. Let's see, quick, what I got here. All right, Strikeforce Islanders, I have 3.5, 987, 3, 1087, 3 against the Hearts, 4-star Survivor Series match, 2 stars, 2.5 stars, 3 stars against Demolition, 3 stars with the Islanders again. Yeah, so 3.5 is pretty much their peak.
Right, whereas Cesaro Kid peaks a bit higher, at least for me. It might not be for you, though.
No,
but...
it's probably possible. I can go Strikeforce next.
Yeah, Strikeforce seems to make sense.
30, yeah.
Okay. And then Kane, X-Pac, LOD. LOD? LOD doesn't have a ton of great matches.
No.
Super over, though. Like,
mm-hmm.
But they have some bad matches, too.
How about the Brainbusters?
Brainbusters, short run, consistent excellence, right?
Yeah.
Brainbusters and American Alpha feel kind of similar.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so I think they can stay paired. And the Bulldogs, I think, are with them.
Yeah, okay. Now, do those finish ahead of the Benoit Angle, Edge, Rey Mysterio, Los Guerreros team? Like, pack?
I leave Guerreros a notch behind the other two. They weren't in that 5-star match.
That's right. But they're close, right? They're not.
Right. But they're the other two to me pair. Like if someone sneaks in ahead of the Guerreros, I'm fine. You know what I mean?
Right. So Benoit Angle, Edge Mysterio, are they ahead of American Alpha, Brainbusters, British Bulldogs?
How are you ranking Alpha Busters Bulldogs?
My gut says Bulldogs are last of the three.
Yep.
And I probably have American Alpha ahead of the Brainbusters.
Okay.
All right, but that's a hard comparison. Like,
mm-hmm.
I like the American Alpha matches with the Revival more than the Brainbusters with the Hearts. And probably more than the Rockers. Like, what's your best Brainbusters Rockers match?
I haven't really gotten to them yet, like modern.
Right.
I'm getting to them, I think, now. But and they got demolition matches.
Yeah. They're good demolition matches, but...
Yeah, let me see what I gave those when I went through the Serenity events. 3.5 in July, 2 in May. Rockers Rainbow versus November 1989, I gave 3 stars.
Okay, so you're not trending super high with them.
Right. And SummerSlam, I told you, was only like 3.5 or whatever.
Yeah.
When was the match where they win it back? Is that Superstars? I thought it was Saturday's main event as well.
But I thought it was Saturday's main event too, but it's not. Yeah, I don't know. How do you feel about that order? American Alpha, Brand Buster,
I think it's fine.
Bulldogs.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're the next ones because I think.
No, they're not next. No. I think I'd even have Owen and Bulldog ahead of them.
I don't know about that.
Because they have the Sean Austin match.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I think it's better than the Brain Busters matches.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's probably better than the American. That's hard. They're very different. Mm-hmm. Like a straight tag.
They also get all the Hart Foundation angle stuff.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. What about London Kendrick? Mm. They have a crazy tag run. They're really good. Like
they feel like a better, slightly ahead of Strikeforce kind of team. Like a similar kind of thing, peaking maybe in the 3.5-4 range.
No, I think they peak a bit higher.
Okay.
I know I have a match of theirs higher for sure. Where is it? I have it's a ladder match with the Hardys, Eminem, and Regal and Taylor.
Yeah,
I have four.
Yeah, all right. I mean,
four and a quarter. I have 3.75 Eminem, 3.5 the Pitbulls.
Yeah, so in that range, they're in that Strikeforce range.
Yeah, but. Yeah, longer tag reign.
Yeah, so I'd have them ahead of Strikeforce. I'm just saying they're similar trajectory.
Right, 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 right.
Let's put them right ahead of Strikeforce for a second.
Okay.
And then we can work from there.
Are they ahead of Miz and Morrison?
Probably. No, they don't have the character stuff Miz and Morrison had. They're almost polar opposites of each other.
Yeah, but they have... Mm-hmm. Like, Miz and Morrison were great characters, but nowhere near in-ring.
Right. Well, who would be next after Eminem? I'm leaning towards Owen and Bulldog.
Okay. Okay, so we said no to Benoit, Angle, Edge, Mysterio, Los Guerreros. Okay? Kane and X-Pac, no. LOD, no. What about Team Hell, no?
Mm.
What's their best stuff? Their best stuff is the Shield matches.
Right.
Right? But those are six-mans.
Mm-hmm.
Their actual tag matches are not...
Great.
They're not crazy. It's a lot of character stuff mm-hmm. more than anything else. So probably not them.
So they're probably similar to the Quebecers, maybe? If you're kind of grouping these?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
World's Greatest Tag Team.
I think they're down here with London and Kendrick.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Similar. Great matches. Not much personality.
Yeah. Kid and Cesaro, we kind of talked about.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably in the middle somewhere. Now, Undisputed Era.
Yeah.
Undisputed Era is consistent, excellent.
Yeah.
Right? They have all the TakeOver stuff this year. They have the, whatchamacallit, the War Games last year.
Mm-hmm.
That might get them ahead of a team like American Alpha.
Right.
I think you should put them in that grouping.
Okay. Behind Owen and Bulldog for now?
For now. But Owen, I don't know if Owen and Bulldog have. See, here's the thing is you're talking about Owen and Bulldog because of the Austin Michaels match, but the Undisputed Era matches with Mustache Mountain are much better than.
Yeah. Plus the factor in the Hart Foundation stuff.
Yeah. But, I mean, the Undisputed Era stuff is actually really interesting on NXT, too.
Yeah, and but Austin, you're not comparing it to. I mean.
Yeah.
The Hart Foundation is arguably behind Austin McMahon and the Mega Powers, maybe like the greatest 30th angle of all time.
Good Canadian boys.
Yeah.
I'm trying to bring up Owen and Bulldog to see what their kind of low points are.
I don't know if they have a ton because, I mean.
They don't have a ton.
Yeah. Because they have you're given the guns credit for that match, right? So they got those two matches. They got the stuff of Furnace and the Fawn, which is solid. I mean, I guess the low could be New Razor and Diesel. It's time, I guess.
Yeah.
They fight Austin and Dude. I don't remember if that was any good.
It's fine.
Yeah.
From what I remember.
I mean, do they get any credit for the Canadian Stampede 10-man? If we're giving Too Cool and other teams credit for that Raw 10-man, right?
Yeah. Can't find Owen Bulldog on my list. I know I have it, but okay. So Owen Bulldog.
All right, can we put LOD down here? Maybe above World's Greatest for now.
Yeah.
What's their best match? The Nasty Boys?
Yeah, and I don't even know what I'd rank that at. I'd have to watch it again. Are the Quebecers ahead of LOD?
Yeah. Yes.
On
because
what
they have the Bret Owen match.
Bret Owen?
But LOD doesn't come close to
it. Well, I guess Quebecers are as good heel characters as the LOD
for sure.
Face characters. Okay.
I don't think LOD has anything close to the Bret Owen match.
No, they don't. And then what about Kane and X-Pac in this area, too?
All right. So, well, let's see. I had Quebecers Bret Owen at 4. What's the best Kane? Is it SummerSlam? Kane and X-Pac match? You seem really high on them. I'm not as high. I know they carried 99, but...
Yeah, I think they carried 99. They were fun to watch. They were on Raw constantly.
Are they comparable to Miz and Morrison?
Yes. That's okay. Where you'd put them.
All right, so I'm going to raise these other guys up. I'll put them one ahead of Miz and Morrison.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, now we got Hell No and Kid Cesaro.
I think they would be my next two bottom ones.
Yeah. I think Kids is okay. So Hell No has the Shield stuff,
mm-hmm.
and Kid Cesaro has a bunch of good stuff with the New Day and
Yeah.
So the Shield stuff is probably a bit higher.
And Hell No is much more memorable.
Yeah. Okay. So let's leave them there.
And what about Quebecers versus Kid and Cesaro?
Put the Quebecers ahead of them.
Okay.
Because the Quebecers are more memorable.
Right.
Way more memorable. Okay. Kid Cesaro are probably better.
And how about Legion of Doom?
Yeah, LOD should be ahead of them too.
I feel like Kid Cesaro is very close to World's Greatest.
Yeah, and I think they're better than World's Greatest.
Okay. So I think that's a good spot for them.
Okay.
And I think they're all similar. That group right there, London and Kendrick, great workers, good runs, a lot of good matches.
Yeah, so then one ahead of...
Does Kid and Cesaro have a better match than World's Greatest Best, which is the Vengeance 03?
I believe they do. I'm going to double check.
That's against Mysterio and Kidman.
Yeah, which is quite good.
And World's Greatest also has the tag to Jerry and Eddie.
To Jerry and Eddie, yeah, that's right.
The latter, I should say.
I have the Mysterio Kidman at 4. And I have Tyson Kidd, and I have a New Day one at 4.25.
Okay. All right, that's fine. I mean, they're probably about the same.
Yeah, I mean, World's Greatest is around longer.
Do they have something with the Hardys 2 and 07? Do you have that one?
I don't have it ranked, okay. So
I think
it's
that's
good
too.
Yeah. Okay, so then the next grouping. Well, then Los Guerreros is next, right?
Yes, definitely.
Right before, now, are they better than Team Hell No? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. And then who do you put higher, Benoit Angle or Edge and Mysterio?
Benoit Angle.
Okay. So they're 19 and Edge and Mysterio 20. So now we got Owen Hart, Bulldog, Undisputed Era, American Alpha, Brainbusters, Bulldogs. Yeah, the only one I'm not sure of is Owen Hart and Bulldog ahead of Undisputed, but I think I'm okay with it based on kind of longevity. But then again, how long did they actually team for? They teamed for, what, a year?
Owen and Bulldog?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much just a year.
So the longevity is actually really similar. The longevity is similar. I think the Undisputed Era's peak stuff is higher. And I don't think the Undisputed have any real meandering stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas Bulldog and Owen do have some. It's not a lot, but...
All right, that's fine. We can do that for now.
Yeah.
Are we comfortable with Benoit, Angle, Edge, Mysterio below Bulldogs, Brainbusters?
No. We should probably put them ahead of both those teams.
And they arguably have the greatest match, until pre...
Yeah,
15,
yeah,
which is a long time.
Yeah. The Brainbusters aren't around that long, but their peak stuff is good. Bulldogs, for me, are around a long time, but they're, again, kind of like the Hearts. They're not quite as good as I remember them. So, yeah. So that's a list of 34, the top 34 so far.
Yep.
Okay, looking at it quickly, is there anything you're not, quickly, is there anything you're not comfortable with there?
I mean, minor stuff, maybe the one we just talked about, World's Greatest.
Mm. Yeah, me too. It's just like, it's just, for me, it's Chris Jericho Christian. Feels high. But we're going to see, right, when we put it up against the other ones.
Right. So, all right, so if we, those are done.
Yeah.
All right, we don't have to go through all the bottom 50 tonight, but if you want to take a stab at a couple.
Well, why don't we do the Shield teams?
Okay.
Like, why don't we do two things? Why don't we do one as though we're ranking the three Shield teams, mm-hmm. and one as though we're ranking it as one unit.
Okay.
And see, like, what makes sense.
All right, well, who's your top Shield team?
Fuck, I don't even know.
Reigns and Rollins?
I guess. They had the tag. They have the Goldust Cody Rhodes stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably the best tag stuff.
And then the next one's probably Rollins Ambrose because they have the Drew Dolph stuff.
Yeah, are they even on here?
Yeah, we talked about them.
We had them in Fringe.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, for the exercise, let's put it there.
I'll move them over.
Yeah, and then Reigns Ambrose is probably the last one.
Right. Okay.
So, like, I mean, it's all the pro. Like, if we count them as one unit, they're top 10, right? Mm-hmm. And if we don't count them as one unit, are they all top 10 based on the six man stuff?
I think. I think I'd put them in front of the Hart Foundation.
All three of them?
Yeah.
And what if, like, and if you were ranking them as a unit, who would you put them ahead of?
The Hardy Boys. No, I don't know. I don't know. Probably in the top five.
You think top five, eh?
I don't know.
I feel like as a unit, I'd probably put them ahead of the Bar.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Like, maybe ahead of the Outlaws. It'd be 7-8, like around there.
Right.
So for now, do you want to just put the three behind the Hart Foundation?
I think so, for now.
Okay.
Although Reigns Ambrose could drop.
It just becomes difficult because then it's like, well, you're giving them credit for the six man.
Right.
Right? Like,
yeah. But then, like, so, right. All right. Yeah, I think it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, they really need to be one unit.
Well, we tried.
But moving right along.
We definitely tried. All right. Anyone else you wanted to look at quick?
Let's pick like four or five off of the bottom 50 and see how they like go up against this thing.
Well, who's the best bottom 50 team, you think? Let's do that instead.
Sure.
Because I don't want to look at a team and then, oh yeah, they're definitely at the bottom. So,
best bottom 50 team.
How about the Steiner brothers? Want to look at them?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so then, are the Steiners better than the Smoking Guns?
I'd say yes.
Yes. Are they better than Wyndham Rotunda?
Yes.
Wild Samoans? Let's just say yes for now.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, and Wild Samoans, just leave them there. We're going to move them up.
Right.
I think they're better than Chris Jericho and Christian.
I think I'd put them right here after Strike Force.
Why? Like, similar run.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there higher end than Strikeforce?
I don't know. So what's their best match, as we've said?
Yeah, it's like...
So I the body, Heavenly Bodies, I had at 2.5.
I think I have that at 3.5.
WrestleMania 9, I had at 2. Rumble 93, I had at 2.5.
I got the bodies at 3.25, Head Shrinkers 3, Rumble 93 3, the Survivor Series stuff at 2.75, the 8-man.
Let me check the Quebecers match on Raw. Let me see where they have that at. When they 3.5, I have that at. When they lose the titles to the Quebecers. And then the Cage, I had at 3.
Okay. And the Strike Force, you have a couple at 3.5.
Right.
Strike Force has a good breakup. Mm-hmm. Steiners were way better at killing jobbers.
Oh, you know what we haven't counted for Strike Force we didn't mention was WrestleMania 5.
Yeah, but that's not. I mean, it's good. I think I have it at. What do you have? I have it at 3.5, I think.
I'll be watching it again soon, but the last time I had it was 3.5.
Yeah, that's what I have it at, too. Well, it certainly feels like they should be around each other.
Yeah, I think so. I think that'd be the line. Miz and Morrison seems like I know I like. I just haven't, like, I can't articulate it because I don't know off the top of my head, like, specifically their stuff. So they're probably in there somewhere.
Yeah, I feel like the Steiner should be ahead of Kane and X-Pac too, though.
I mean, yeah, I mean, Steiners also have all the great squashes. Do we move Strikeforce and the Steiners up, maybe?
Yeah, okay.
X-Pac and Miz and Morrison down.
Yeah, and then I don't think they get higher. I don't think they go higher than London and Kendrick.
No, because now you're starting to get into the 4 and up stars.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Strikeforce and Steiners. We'll have to see. Like, as we watch more matches, we can always flip them after.
Right. Okay. Okay. Want to do one more?
What about...
Oh, we have the guns here. How do they get in both? Sons of bitches.
You put them in. Do you want to do... What about Harper and Rowan?
Sure.
Or Goldust and Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, let's do them because they got the closest to maybe a 5, right?
I don't know. I don't know if it's that high, but
whatever.
It's close.
Four.
Yeah.
You know, let's go down this list quick, and I'm gonna color code 4 stars and above. Matt, their best match. Okay. Air Boom.
Yeah. No.
Okay. APA.
No.
Billy and Chuck.
No.
Stud and Bundy.
No.
Brett and Owen.
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna make the light blue. For four and above. Bushwhackers.
No, yes.
Carlito and Chris Masters.
No.
Colossal Connection.
No.
Murdoch and Adonis. We don't know.
No.
Fabulous Kangaroos. We don't know. No. Rougeau's.
No.
Yes. Well, what do you have the SummerSlam 89?
Oh, yeah. You're right. Okay. Yeah.
Glamorella.
No.
Glamour Girls.
I have not rewatched the Jumping Bomb Angels thing.
Well, hang on. Let me see what I had. I had it 4 stars in November of 87. MSG. Okay. They are yes. Goldust and Booker, no. Goldust and Cody, yes.
Yeah.
Hogan and T, no. Jericho.
I don't think so.
Jumping Bomb Angels, yes. Kidman and London.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I'd have to look at some. It's 04, their big run.
Do we have Mysterio and Kidman on here?
I don't think we do.
Yeah, we do. We have them in research. That's right. Because we said, do they have anything beyond that match?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Killer Bees, no. Angle and Rousey, yes.
Yes.
Lay Cool, no. Lucha Dragons.
No.
Harper and Rowan, yes.
Yes.
Jannetty and Kid.
No.
Fuji and Tanaka.
Don't think so, but...
Nasty Boys, no. Nikolai and Sheik, no. Owen and Yoko, no. Power and Glory, no. Powers of Pain, no. Orton and Bray, no. Flair and Batista, yes. Rock and Sock, yes.
Yes.
Roddy Strong and Pete Dunne, yes.
Yes.
The Funks, no. The Blackjacks, no. The Dream Team, no. Godwins, no. Headbangers, no. Islanders,
no.
No. Mega Powers, no.
No.
Real Americans, no. Jericho Benoit, yes.
Yes.
Santana and Putski.
Probably not.
Atlas and Rocky Johnson, no. Gurria Martel, no. Too Cool, no. Triple H and Stephanie, yes. Twin Towers, no. Power Trip, yes. Valiant Stallions, McIntyre and Ziggler, yes. And Mustache Mountain, yes.
Okay.
So that's all our teams that we identified, at least that we know off the top of our head, a four-star match.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah, like, that's good, but it's like, we're going to see that that's going to become, like, something that's, like, important, but...
Correct.
Nowhere near the top of the importance thing.
Nope. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's a delineation point for us to say...
Yeah,
you know, as we
could, and we could take some of these teams and just kind of use these ones as the top ones to throw against, right?
Right.
See.
All right, so we got 59 more, so we're at 38. So what's that? 38 and 60 would be 98. So
yeah, 97.
Who's your 97th team by looking at these bottom 50?
Oof. I mean, it's hard because some of them we have to kind of look into a bit more.
Right.
Surprisingly, I don't think it's the Bushwhackers.
Okay. Lucha Dragons?
No, I don't think so.
Nasty
the more
boys.
You look at them, maybe Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt.
Yeah. Okay, so what do we say, 97?
Yeah.
All right, that's a good starting point.
Oh, you want to go backwards with these ones?
Well, I'm just trying to throw in a couple, right, toward the back that we can just kind of forget about.
Who else is not
Stallions?
Great? I don't know. Like, maybe. I mean,
Tito, do you want to?
Do you want to throw in the ones that like we kind of have to look into a bit more, like that block of three?
No, because I feel like Guerrilla and Martel are definitely gonna be higher.
What about the Valiants?
I don't know. Not the Funks. Powers of Pain. What's their best match? Maybe three?
Powers of Pain.
Yeah. Okay.
Lay Cool.
How about Power and Glory? Yeah, Lay Cool.
Lay Cool for sure. Like Lay Cool for me. I don't like. We put them bottom 50, but
yeah. How about Power and Glory?
I really love the SummerSlam match.
Yeah. Carlito Masters.
How much are we factoring in the Bushwhackers overness versus their matches?
I think we're getting close to them. I think they're I think they're ahead of Carlito Masters.
Yeah. What about Stud and Bundy?
Yeah, I mean they're living on the haircut thing, right?
Yeah.
I'd probably have them ahead of the Bushwhackers based on that.
I don't know. The Bushwhackers were so over.
How about Billy and Chuck?
They're pretty good. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not bad in ring.
Killer Bees?
Yeah, Bees. I want to say Kidman in London, too.
Maybe.
No. Not before, like, say, the Nasty Boys.
Right. Volkoff and Sheik.
Yeah. And look, I know we put four stars, but like the Glamour Girls.
Right. I mean, they got nothing else.
Like I would put the Glamour Girls behind a lot of these teams we just talked about.
How about the Bomb Angels?
Same. Because they just have the matches against each other and then they're gone.
Right. I'm going to put the Glamour Girls a notch higher because, I mean, individually they're around more. They probably actually have other stuff, I'm guessing.
They were the champions.
That's
first.
They were. All right, so they're yellow. Hogan and T.
Well, now you're getting into like the one-offs, right?
Okay. Let's go Bushwhackers and Stud and Bundy here.
Okay.
And Bushwhackers inside the top 90 feels about right.
But they look, I would say like the next 20 we're going to put are probably going to get bumped out.
Yeah.
Right, and unless we put them higher, and as they go up against each other, Murdoch and Adonis.
See, I don't know how to compare them with like Fuji and Tanaka, the Blackjacks.
See, for now, what I would do is put all those ones together and put them in a block.
Okay.
And just put them like now.
All right, so we got the Valiants.
Yeah. Kangaroos.
Well, hang on. I'm working up. So Atlas. Oh, okay. John. I'm going to leave Gurria Martel for a second.
Okay.
I got them. The Blackjacks.
Fuji Tanaka.
Yep.
Kangaroos.
Good day, mate.
And Murdoch and Adonis.
Okay. And then I'll put Martel and Gurria at the top of that list.
Yeah, sure. Now, we've also been jumping around one that's probably needs to be, like, behind all these, and it's Glamorella.
Right.
Like, I would put Glamorella ahead of Lakeool, probably.
Mm-hmm. Below Masters and Carlito?
I think so. Masters and Carlito were a legitimate team.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay, we're making progress.
All right. Do you want to try and finish slotting these in? Like a, just
of
a,
course.
All right. Well, let's just do an initial stab, okay? And then our next episode will sort through this, okay?
It's not going to help, but go on. Maybe the Nasty Boys next?
Just, like, rip off the top of your head where they should go. Just, like, boom. So Nasty's next.
Oh, wait, no. Godwin's next.
Okay. So I'll put the Nasty's... So what's the Nasty's best match? WrestleMania 7?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the Godwins is what? Price number 97?
Yeah. Hawk's trying to break his neck. Young Stallions in this group? Fuck, I really like the Young Stallions.
Yeah, I think they've maxed. You've carried them pretty far here.
Crank it up. Going out.
Crank it out. All right, so Young Stallions. All right.
Who's next worst?
Headbangers? Oh, no, how about the Funks?
Yeah, Funks.
Only because this is not a lot.
Should we be talking about Power and Glory? What about Owen Hart and Yoko?
Too Cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to put Too Cool here.
You put Owen and Yoko ahead of Too Cool?
Yeah, they were kind of a big deal.
Yeah, but they were a big deal in like a depleted, like it's like a big deal in a completely depleted roster versus guys on a stacked roster mm-hmm. that made themselves a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just like Owen Yoko, but it's fine. How about the Headbangers?
Close. Oh, yeah. They should be behind both those teams. Too Cool should be ahead of the Headbangers.
Okay. I agree.
Power and Glory. What are we doing with them? Should we talk about them now?
I mean, they don't have much besides that match and a cool finisher.
They shouldn't be ahead of Too Cool.
I'm going to put them there for now.
Okay. I like that. What are we dealing with here now?
Jannetty and Kid. Booker and Goldust.
Eddie and Kid? Oh, Jannetty. Sorry, yeah.
And Kid.
Booker and Goldust is all character and the matches aren't very good.
Okay. Let's put that here then.
Oh, what about Jericho?
Goldust and Booker feel close to Too Cool when you talk all character.
Yes. Okay. All
right. Jericho is good. I like Jericho.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they go higher. They get the DX stuff, too, which is good.
Oh, I really hate that stuff.
Yeah. Well, I hate you.
Air Boom?
Yeah, Air Boom. And what do they got, really? Okay. Colossal Connection?
Lucha Dragons?
Yeah, how about the Dream Team? No, they're pretty good. Twin Towers, too, we are getting in here.
Yeah.
I could put Lucha Dragons next. They're similar to Air Boom.
They are similar to Air Boom, that's true. Probably have a bit of a higher high end.
Oh, fuck, look at these blue teams, too. I'm overlooking. Yeah, those are probably going to be toward the top, though, right?
They're not, though. Like, you're going to see they're going to bump down. Like, are you going to put Kurt Angle and Rousey ahead of, like,
I don't know.
Teams that were, yeah.
All right, do one more team, and then we're stopping.
Do what?
So one more team, and then we're going to stop.
All right, let's do Owen Hart, Yoko.
Next.
I think so.
Okay. Oh, that's Josh.
Yeah. Okay, so before we go, though, let's recap everything we have.
Okay.
or at least our top, so that people can get angry at us.
All right. So here's our top. Here's our 1 through 38 as it stands. The Hardy Boys, The New Day, Usos, Revival, Rockers, Demolition, New Age Outlaws, The Bar, DIY, Edge and Christian. That's our top 10. Next 10 is Dudley Boys, Hart Foundation, the three Shield teams in order, Reigns and Rollins, Rollins and Ambrose, Reigns and Ambrose, Eminem at 16, Undisputed Era, Owen Hart and British Bulldog, American Alpha, Benoit Angle, Edge and Mysterio is your top 21. Brainbusters, British Bulldogs, Los Guerreros, Team Hell No, Quebecers, Legion of Doom, Kid and Cesaro, World's Greatest Tag Teams, London and Kendrick, top 30. Strikeforce, Steiner Brothers, Kane and X-Pac, Miz and Morrison, Jericho and Christian, The Wild Samoans, Wyndham and Rotundo, and Smoking Guns. That's your top 38.
Wow.
I'm not going to go to the bottom.
No, no. We're going to fix those anyway.
Team 98 is Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt.
Solely on the strength of that Survivor
All right,
Series.
We got a lot done tonight. This was good.
Yeah. And let us know what you think of the list, because yeah. I'm sure people have opinions on it. I also, like, if you want to chime in on the Shield things, I think the Shield thing's really interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, if when you're looking at it, you want to rank them as three, like, you want to – maybe you want to vote in the poll, switch it around, whatever you want to do. But it seems to make sense that they'd be one. But, you know.
Okay. Well, we'll see. All right. So we're going to hopefully do this again soon and try and get through finishing this so we can submit the list. As of right now, the deadline is still December 31st. We'll see how lists come in. We've already gotten a nice amount. Hopefully it'll continue to trickle in. Be sure, if you're not part of the Facebook page and you want to be part, just reach out to us. We'll get you on there and check out everything we have to offer at PlayStation Wrestling and PlayStation Pop podcast feeds on iTunes. You can subscribe to both. Lots of great shows each and every day. Like I said, next week, we'll have the next Vintage Vault. Me and Scott, we'll be looking at Survivor Series 88 with a very special guest. And I'm sure the war is on the way back soon as well, too. You were on a show, huh? New debut last week.
Yes, it was The Great Debate. Andy... I can't...
Atherton,
that's it. Excuse me, Andy. But you know what the worst part is on the, like, when we talked off air, we were like, this is how I pronounce my name, and I still messed it up. But he was a great host. It was a lot of fun, and yeah, it was cool. Like, we were talking sports, we were talking pop culture. It was awesome.
Okay, cool. That's on the Pop feed, so check that out. Each every day, PlayStation.com. All right, we'll be back next time to talk more lists. Goodbye, Dookie.
Goodbye, Dookie.
Is that a sleepy dog cartoon?
I don't know. Hope not. You ain't gotta look at me like that. What you looking at? What you looking at? What you looking at? What you looking at?
But you ain't gotta look at me like that. I say you ain't gotta look at me like that, yeah. What you mean? What you mean? What you mean? What you looking at? Huh? What you looking at?